and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour, awaiting sexy liberal Aisha Tyler, who is scaling up the side of the building as she normally does on Tuesdays with her Archer suction cups and I don't know whatever. She has repelling equipment she brings.
Yeah.
We told her we'd just open the door. She's an action hero.
Yep.
All right, big show. Charlie Pierce coming up, Representative Barbara Lee and Stephanie Shriok, President of Emily's List. It's hard to keep your eye on every Republican scamp at the same time.
Right.
But Stephanie does that for us, the ones we're not watching.
She does.
All right, StephanieMiller.com, the website, SexyLiberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website. By the way, Boston Saturday, there are still just a scattered few single seats, but don't be afraid of those. It's a big Sexy Liberal party.
I've heard.
You get a lot of pickup, a lot of hookups going on.
Yeah. I have yet to go
check
to one of these.
Well, L.A. coming up. L.A. is sold out, both shows, sorry.
Oh,
there's no room
damn.
For you.
Ah!
Just kidding. No, I have your, I have your Pulp Fiction costume ready. I have your ball gag and your... I'm dressing you as the Gimp.
The Gimp, great. Do I get to come out of a box?
A leash? Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to introduce you on stage, don't worry.
All right, cool. Sweet.
But then you'll have to go back in the dungeon to watch the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
All right, Cynthia writes, it's an unsolicited testimonial to the power of the Sexy Liberal Show. Steph, I started the year by barely surviving a double pneumonia.
Ooh.
Sexy Liberal cures that.
Yeah.
Then my husband and I had to wait nearly 2 months to find out he didn't have a brain tumor. Sexy Liberal cured that.
Good.
This year was not shaping up to be enjoyable when you came up with the Sexy Liberal Show. Do you see what I'm saying?
Ah,
do you see how it goes?
Yes.
So we're heading 980 miles to Seattle to have a good time with you and the boys. We'll be the old farts in the second row at the Friday show. Okay, Friday show, Cynthia. Old farts, second row. All right, got it.
So the Sexy Liberal Show has cured as many people as Jesus did?
We're bigger than the Beatles and Jesus.
And Jesus.
Do you think that will offend anyone?
Nah. You hear that, Newsbusters?
You got it, Newsbusters! I'm just pausing this so they could write it all down.
Yes.
So the stenographer.
They frequently write me asking for a transcript, and I'm like...
Do your own work.
Yeah, you got to write it down yourself.
Do your own work, sandbagging. My skanky hoe of a boss. All right, lots coming up. Mike and Raleigh. Okay, it's, for once, hilarious, stuff on the interwebs that does not involve... either a baby monkey, a pig, or a dog with a box on its head.
Right.
Or a kitty eating a watermelon.
No, kitty, don't eat the rind.
No, not the rind, kitty, no. No, this is, I think we should just run this as a gun control ad.
Sure.
The whole.
Yeah.
I just came from Arizona this week, and I think it's a guy shooting himself at a shooting range.
On a shooting range, yeah.
And he's okay, so it's funny.
Uh-oh. I just f***ing shot myself.
That's just the way he says it.
Wait for it. He's just... Hang on.
Oh, son of a bitch. I just shot myself.
And Mike and Raleigh has set it to music for us. Here
we
go.
Yes.
Oh, son of a bitch.
I just injured myself.
Thank you, Mr. Mike and Raleigh. Why, looky
who's here.
Aisha Tyler, actress, author, and activist.
So if today's Tuesday, that gives us...
Tuesdays with Tyler. Aisha Tyler, you need to teach that guy some archer, some weapon skills, some action hero Aisha Tyler skills.
I wish I had real action skills in my real life. I could have cut myself. I could have been standing there and just cut myself on air. So that would have just been so sad. I'm so injury prone, it's not even... Thank God for Hollywood.
Yeah, me too.
Hollywood.
I always say that. I'm way too spazzy for a gun.
Totally.
I'm just,
totally. I know.
Injured myself with nothing.
With nothing. With
my own body.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I always tell people, people kind of hurt themselves cutting a bagel. Like, I could cut myself, not cutting the bagel, just with the actual bagel. I could find a way to, get the bagel in my eye.
Yeah.
Or, it's like some kind of terrible seed injury.
Well, you remember, I broke my foot.
You did. Yeah.
Walking. Walking down my stairs.
Up your stairs.
Mm-hmm. Getting Gatorade in the middle of the night. I just.
Oh, yeah. Was it down or up?
I was going down and I missed the last step.
Now that's impressive because that's like you just fell into the ground, really.
That was really just grandma. Yes. Just, oh, snap.
Exactly. Oh, it's so brittle.
Mm-hmm. A friend of mine broke his foot doing aerobics.
Really?
How do you do that?
First of all, why are you doing aerobics?
Well, there you go.
What are the chances that it would be grabbing a beverage that was not wine? Completely sober.
I will tell you that I also broke my foot just walking around in a hotel room with, like, the magic beds where the foot is, like, hidden. Like, it's supposed to look like it's floating. The magic foot of the bed is just waiting. Just like a little, like an improvised explosive device. Just waiting to bust you in the foot.
Everything in my life is an IED. Pretty much anything I touch.
Oh, my God. God bless all the people over there serving because I could blow myself up just on the corner of Hollywood and Vine.
Oh, so. I got in a fight. And you remember in New York, I got in a fight with a fireplace mantle and I lost. Yeah. And I almost lost an eye.
Yeah.
I did. I almost knocked my eye.
This is just nerd wars here. Like who is lamer? Have you ever poked yourself in the eye? Just stand like what? I poked myself in the eye.
Yeah. I poked myself in the eye. Yeah.
Like, just bam.
Just right.
No outside influences.
And I've even done this thing. The thing with the Three Stooges where you put the one hand up.
Yeah, like right in between.
And I had to do the two separate fingers.
Or you're clipping your fingernails. Boom. Right in the eye.
Yeah. Ow. Oh,
that's like a math problem.
Yeah.
The flying toenail projectile.
You don't have time to be angry because you're just like, how did that happen?
Yeah. How did that toenail ricochet off that wall? I mean,
yeah, those Zapruder tapes.
Maybe I shouldn't have been doing it on the 405.
yes, having your toe up on the steering wheel and clipping your toes while you're driving.
It went off all three windows and into my eye.
It was like last Tuesday.
Another horrible bikini waxing accident on this 405.
Oh.
Wow.
I love how your bikini wax involves a razor.
Yeah, how did I have a buzzy thing.
Don't you have a buzzy thing?
Well, that's not
a little shaver thing.
That's not a wax, though.
I let another lady do my bits and pieces. I had a nice lady. We talk about the weather.
Hey, lady. Hi, nice lady.
Please don't breathe too hard on my ear.
See, I can't do that.
I don't know why it is. There are certain things. It's like, your undercarriage is a special place.
Sure.
And it's hard to to get to.
Wow.
So it is.
I do that nasty business myself.
Polite words, undercarriage.
Mm-hmm. I love that we've gotten to this in the first 10 minutes of the show.
No, it's not the first 10 minutes. I've been here for like 45 seconds.
Yes.
How did this happen?
No, that doesn't take us long.
We were away all last week and we're wound up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't. I don't. Really, do you do that? And is it the really painful one where they rip it with that wax stuff?
It is a really painful one where they whip it with the wax. But what happens is over time you die inside, and then you don't feel anything. You just slowly die. And she's like, "Is that okay?" I'm like, "I don't even know you're here right now, lady. I'm in the middle of a meadow making out with Edward, and we're talking about what we're gonna do when we're both vampires.
Right.
So let's just get this done." Yes. I don't feel anything right now. Yeah.
Yeah, I just have a John Deere thing, and it's all it's all good. Yeah, I just have a ripcord, and I just... Because, it's like when you have the social anxiety, you don't have to do it that often. Once a year, it's like a... You have to do fire clearance on your brush, in L.A.
I got to cut it back.
It's just, I got a notice from the fire department, and then it...
My husband's one of those guys who like mows the lawn all the time, even when there aren't visitors.
Yes.
So you know what I mean? It's good to get the practice.
Sure.
Oh my God.
Is it just too feminine?
Chris
it's all lady parts all the time.
I apologize to anyone who doesn't understand or know or has never seen lady parts.
All right. Let's get back to the manly. Let's do it because I used to didn't get to hear the whole thing. Here's the guy shooting himself at the firing range. Here is our gun control for 2012. Here it is.
Mm-hmm. I just f***ing shot myself. Son of a bitch, I just shot myself.
Oh my God.
He's on a firing range.
But how did he, where did he? I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I've gone to firing ranges many times. Let me say this about that. Oh, God. Okay, well, later we have to talk about this guy climbing on top of a BART train.
Okay.
Um, uh, I don't, you know, there's, it's pretty easy to figure out when you walk onto the firing range, you look at the other people shooting,
right.
and you see them aiming
right.
the guns downrange. I mean, it's a very
yeah.
simple rule.
Yeah.
Like, downrange.
I've gone once and I hated it. It's just, I hate it.
Well,
I hate guns. They're too loud. It's disturbing.
Also this thing of not knowing what the other people there are up to.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they all
are
seem
they drunk?
Their skill level.
Yeah, exactly. When you see like 17 teenagers giggling, you know, like there's like somebody
drinking beer.
Somebody got a graduation present. Who's got wine coolers, bitches? You know, that's like probably, you don't want to
see. We can
that.
Get that girl at the other end of the range, huh?
Yeah. But I just don't see. It wasn't like he was under duress or someone was yelling at him. Someone was like, hey, there's cheesesteaks in the clubhouse. You know,
bang.
He just shot himself just out of the row of nothing at all.
Where did he shoot himself? In what
in
body
the leg.
Part?
In
oh,
the
in the leg.
Leg.
Yeah.
In the leg.
How'd he do that? Was he
safety off?
Well, I think there was a kickback on the gun, and it just kind of like.
Oh.
Went crazy?
Yeah, that's what I hated, the kickback. Who knew?
The kickback is scary.
Yeah.
I have to shoot guns a lot for my job.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Oh, which job?
Bank robbing. you know, sometimes people don't listen. You got to tell them what's up.
Sometimes you got to repeat it.
Right? You know,
sometimes
just
the note, apparently,
make,
they think
make
it's a joke.
A point. They
you're like, oh, you're a comedian. It's a joke.
Yeah.
You're like,
no,
it's not.
But on,
not
set, even on set, they have someone who shows you
yes,
how to
you
shoot
have
a gun.
Yes, you have a gun like Meister,
yeah.
and he,
right.
you know, you go out into a safe environment and they teach you how to shoot guns,
right.
how to hold guns. And gun safety is a big deal on set.
Right.
But you're not using actual guns. I mean, you're not.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You're shooting blanks, right?
You're shooting blanks. There are no bullets. Yeah,
right.
No, that would stink.
Okay,
because I would definitely shoot somebody.
Because that would be convincing.
I would shoot somebody.
Scene.
I'm
now.
Always, I'm like at the firing range. I'm the one who like, gets
Tyler
like all center mass.
Shot me.
That would suck. And I would be like, wow. You should have known when I walked on set today that this was not going to be, you should have gotten out of my way.
Yeah.
I am the one who, like, shoots center mass and then jumps around the gun in my hand. Like, after I finish, I'm like, hey, everybody, look! And then everyone's ducking. So, I've had to learn. There are a lot of very basic rules about firing a gun. And one of them is safety on until the gun is actually up and fired away from the body.
And don't point it at anybody.
Anything you don't want to.
And
right.
even if it's empty or unloaded. And also, also, don't put your finger on the trigger unless you intend to fire. So, you know, if it's aimed at your leg, that would be a good time to keep your finger off the trigger.
Yeah.
It's not often you hear gun safety tips on a liberal radio show, except for Ed Schultz. All right, 18 minutes after the hour, off to a rollicking Tuesdays with Tyler.
Wow, we were wide-ranging just now.
Hey.
Cha-ya! 20 minutes after the hour, right back. More Tuesdays with Tyler on the Stephanie Miller Show.
That happened, and we all let it happen.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 24 minutes after the hour.
This is from your dance radio days, right?
Good morning, everybody. It's not about 7 in the morning. All right, Aisha Tyler, this is the difference.
Goodie, by the way, it's really upsetting.
Yeah,
I
know.
Hugely.
I loved this song when I was 13. Oh, my God.
Here's the difference in our lives. The hugely glamorous movie star Aisha Tyler putting makeup on. Here's how sad my little life is. Here's what I'm doing. Hang on. Do you see this? This is how sad my life has become. So I just got back from vacation. You know what I'm eating for breakfast? It's leftover, I don't know, macaroni something that my dog sitter left in the refrigerator that's been there God knows how long.
A random Tupperware of food in your fridge and you eat it.
With some leftover smart dogs.
In my fridge.
Some tofu things that are
sitting. That's disgusting.
It really is. Look at that. There's real anger in your voice. You're like, I'm repulsed by you.
Yes.
Take a look at your life.
Look at your life, woman.
Have we established
that? Throwing your life away.
Steph is always eating these random Tupperwares of savory dinner food. Like random savory dinner food at 6 in the morning. Like never anything that you want to see at 6 a.m., let alone eat.
Right.
Like hot macaroni and salad.
Something I found under my couch after my drunken bender last night.
And,
oh, wait, there's some leftovers.
Oh, look at the pizza. Carpet pizza. And also that...
I'm like a frat guy.
This is mostly dry.
Yeah, but a frat guy wouldn't have tofu dogs in their refrigerator.
No. But it is like mystery. Like a Tupperware of mystery food goes... I'm actually like, I was raised poor, so I will eat almost anything.
I was born a poor black child.
Well, it's a good start. It makes you funny as an adult.
Yeah.
That my mother was the mother who would cut the mold off the cheese. Anybody else have that mom just like cutting all the mold? Literally the cheese is speaking to you.
I do that.
I did that when I was in college.
I'll never not do that now. But mystery food in my fridge, like if I don't know how it got there, I immediately think it's poisoned. Is it safe? Is it safe? SN. I will not eat random mystery food.
Actually,
records.
One of my friends that comes over all the time, she one day she said, oh, it's old cheese again. So now I'm all panicky. So now every time they come over, I make sure there's new cheese just sitting there. I don't even unwrap it. I'm like, see? It's new cheese.
It's the same baggage of new cheese that she's never... never open. It's her presentation of her hero.
I cut the mold off and rewrap it. It's new.
Hero cheese.
If you haven't seen it, it's new to you.
But it is. That is really like just looks like hot macaroni salad. It does not look
it's
like
not good.
Time. And it also
no.
looks. And I'm sorry that we're just all about body parts and functions right now. Mm-hmm, it just looks like a gas bout waiting to happen.
Really?
Just cut up tofu
yeah.
dogs
well,
at 6 a.m.
Good news for you. You're here all 3 hours.
Oh, goody.
All right.
Wow.
So,
gumdrops. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody.
To work. It's enjoyable.
All right, everybody. Sexy Liberal Show. Santa Fe, both shows nearly sold out. There are only scattered single seats, but get them because it is a big Sexy Liberal party, and a lot of people getting a lot of Sexy Liberal Strange on the side when they come alone. Or you can just come and sit somewhere different
best,
from your friend and then
the best kind of
meet
strange,
up.
The sexy liberal strange.
Exactly. Really Santa Fe, August 6th with Aisha Tyler and John Fugelsang and I. And then, coming up August 20th, oh my God.
Start your engines, Detroit, because the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is cruising your way.
Take him to Detroit.
These progressive pistons are firing on all cylinders, and they're born, bred, and made in the USA.
Can't forget the Motor City.
On August 20th at the Detroit Opera House, John Fugelsang, Aisha Tyler, and Motor City's favorite cougar, Stephanie Miller, will spark up your night and heal you with their full torque progressive power. Tickets are available at motopera.org and ticketmaster.com. To call for tickets, dial 313-237-SING. That's 313-237-SING. Score your VIP tickets early for the best seats to witness Mama model her tight, sexy teeth.
I want to get back to Michigan, and I want to try.
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show. Detroit, you just can't afford to miss this.
Afford.
Yeah. Robert in Palm Springs to make the guy feel better that shot himself in the leg at the shooting range.
Good morning, Steph, Aisha, and Chris. I just always love listening to you guys. And
thank
Chris,
you.
I never feel like we bond. I have a cat named Jazz, too.
Do you really?
Jazz hands.
I do. Yeah.
Jazz claws. Spirit claws.
So, anyway, the guy who shot himself in the leg, I read an article on Yahoo last week. This motorcycle rider in upstate New York decided to protest the helmet laws,
mm-hmm.
and he drove somewhere
yeah.
and crashed and died of a head injury because he wasn't wearing a helmet.
That's right.
That's not funny, Robert.
Well, I thought it was.
Okay, I thought you you have a better story real quick. Go ahead.
I do have a better story. I gave myself a black eye sitting on the toilet one time.
Wow.
How'd you do that?
There wasn't a ricochet involved, was there?
Oh, no.
No.
What happened?
It's not that big.
How'd you...
I sat down on the toilet in the middle of the night, and the door closed for the bathroom, and my head went right into it.
Oh.
I went to work the next day and had to try to convince people that my wife did not give me a black
eye. Yeah, Grandma fell off the swing. Sure, that's a good story. All right. Wow. 29 minutes after the hour. Back with Representative Barbara Lee next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I hate to say this about
Stephanie Miller,
but I think she's crazy.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. This hour brought to you by GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting, the best way to host an online meeting. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on that there. Try it free button. Type in the promo code Stephanie. Promo code is Stephanie. All right. 34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-12. The phone number, joined now by one of our very personal favorites, Representative Barbara Lee from the great state of California. Representative, I can't tell you how many letters I get where the P.S. is Barbara Lee speaks for me.
Hello, glad to be with you today.
Nice to be with you too. You got a big fan base here. Representative, let's talk about the debt ceiling, the president's press conference yesterday, and where we're at. What is your take on all of that?
Well, first, let me just say my take is that we have to raise the debt ceiling, and I think people are becoming more aware of the devastating implications of what would take place if we do not do that. secondly, as one who understands this and knows the impact of making the wrong decisions, it's very important that the president, our leadership, and the Republicans know that the impact of what cutting Medicare and cutting Social Security or beginning to dismantle them would do. Thirdly, we know that the very wealthy have received these huge tax cuts under the Bush administration, and we also know that these wars have created this deficit, and as well as Wall Street going amok. And so the deficit and what has happened in this country economically, from an economic point of view, has not been because of Medicare and Social Security. It has not been because of the most vulnerable who have created this huge crisis, but it's been because of the bad economic decisions of the previous administration. And so in coming to grips with that, yes, both sides are going to have to give somewhat, but you cannot allow for the gap between the poor and the very rich to widen, and you cannot allow this to be addressed through cutting the most vulnerable.
Well, I mean, that's what I was just going to say. You have the congressional out-of-poverty call, which I just think it is really important to stand up for our values. You say, as you and your colleagues work to consider solutions to the nation's fiscal challenges, we urge you to ensure the protection of social service programs and serve as a lifeline for the nation's low-income and poor communities who continue to feel the detrimental impact of the economic downturn. I mean, that's really important in this economy. Obviously, the people that are hurt the most need the most help right now.
Yes, you know, I founded the Out of Poverty Caucus several years ago here in Congress because Democrats and Republicans, no one talks about the poor and poverty. And so now we have 39 members, and these members of Congress sent a letter to the president as well as our leadership to say, hey, you know, poverty rates are on the increase, and when you consider the decisions that you're going to make, consider what it's going to do to poverty rates and to the poor. We've seen many of these decisions actually attack the middle income, the middle class, which would force them to fall into the ranks of the poor. And so the Out of Poverty Caucus is going to stay vigilant. We're going to continue to be the voice of the voiceless here, and we are not going to let anyone do damage and do harm to those who, first of all, don't deserve that, but who are least responsible.
As you've said, it's balancing the budget on the backs of the poor. It kills me that they just keep repeating. I'm looking at a graph in front of me, Congresswoman, and when the Bush tax cuts went into effect, I mean, there is nothing to back up John Boehner's statement that this creates jobs, because they've had these tax cuts and it didn't create jobs.
Nothing at all. And the president, even though the economy still has not turned around and the unemployment rate is unacceptably high, there have been more jobs created under President Obama than the entire 8 years of President Bush. The very wealthy did not create the jobs, any jobs, and the very wealthy got these tax cuts. And so we can't go back to those economic policies. This is a very political moment. You know, many have said, the Republicans, they said, you know, their first priority was to defeat President Obama. And so they keep changing the rules of the game.
Well, and Representative, the president said yesterday, the one thing we can all agree on is we cannot get, you know, we cannot gamble away the United States' full faith and credit. And then the chairman of the RNC comes out and says, that wouldn't be so bad not to raise the debt ceiling.
I think that says it all. I think they really want to see this president in a very difficult position where they're forcing him not to be able to do his job. That's very sinister. It's very political. That's not what people want out of the Republicans, and that's not what the American people want out of Democrats. And so, you know, the president has got to be a tough negotiator in this. He is our president, and he's got to make sure that this compromise is balanced and that it does not it is not paid for on the backs of the most vulnerable.
Yep, absolutely. You know what the American people need? They need more Barbara Lees. And apparently you must go do some important congressional things now. And so we must let you go. But thanks so much, as always,
okay,
and thanks for fighting the good fight, Congresswoman.
Thank you. Good talking.
All right, you too. There she goes. Representative Burr. She's awesome. Yeah. She's fierce. Yeah. Yeah, look at that. Look at that. Wait, let's post this graph. Look at that. Tommy sends this. Shut up, Boehner. Facts are facts. This is a chart. Look at that's where the Bush tax cuts were. He says, I do not agree the government needs more revenues through higher taxes on job creators. Where are the jobs? The tax cuts on the job creators have been around for 10 years. Where are the jobs? Please feel free to post this on the interwebs. There, here. You got a copy of that. Post that on our website.
It just came in through the ticker.
This just in. Yeah, I mean, Meet the Press just... David Greger gives me a headache in my eye. But is this Media Matters? Thank you, our friends over there.
Yep.
Meet the Press won't stop misinforming on Obama's economic record. You know, right-wing radio, Fox News, you can expect it.
Mm-hmm.
It's when they put up this bogus graph. They aired a graphic claiming President Obama's economic record consisted of higher unemployment, debt, and gas prices. During an interview with Tim Geithner, I don't know if you saw that, they put a virtually identical graphic minus the gas price thing, which Gregory called the chart of the president's economic record. And look at this. Unemployment up, debt up. What these graphics don't show is President Obama's recovery measures have boosted unemployment by several million jobs. A study in the Wall Street Journal, hello.
Yeah.
That liberal Rupert Murdoch outfit found that 70% of economists surveyed said the stimulus boosted growth and mitigated job losses, analysis have shown that virtually all of the debt added in the last several years are attributable to Bush-era policies and the economic downturn. Gregory showed this to Geithner. He said it's a ridiculous table. But see, this is where they start the discussion with a bogus
right.
premise yeah, exactly. or graphic.
Well, and it's one of those things where you have circumstantial evidence and everyone's like, it's proof. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you walk in the house and the floor is wet. This is proof that a magical right. cloud came and rained
yeah.
in the kitchen.
No, well, and the last time Bachman was on there, what the hell? I don't even remember what she was talking about. It's proven, David, the president hid this amount of money in this bill and wherever. And it's like, he doesn't just go, well, you know what, you're Bat. And that's just
well, and
not true.
Well, also, I think what you find with a lot of these reporters is that they refuse to ask. They've got like their list of questions. They refuse to ask hard questions. They refuse to call
right.
people on this stuff. And then it becomes, you know, it gets floating out there in the kind
right.
of the public consciousness that this is true, not because
right.
it's true, but because no one's challenged it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And well, they've always, they, you know, Meet the Press is difficult because it can be such a softball show. You
I know.
What I mean? It's like,
you're
like, come on with your pie charts. And
I thought it was my imagination that he's tougher on the president and Democrats, but he is. It's just there is a baseline of facts that we
and
all start
you
with.
You know, that's that knee-jerk like reaction to someone saying, oh, well, you know, they're soft on liberals on that show, so as a result it's like false, you know, like just be, let's
so
be
they
tough.
Go out of their way
let's
to be harder.
The truth,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. It's false toughness.
Stanley in Illinois. Oh, no way. Stanley in Illinois. The guy who shot himself at the shooting range is your nephew?
Oh, no.
Yes, he is.
Oh, no. Is he okay, first of all?
Yeah, he's fine.
Okay.
It basically went in and out of his leg, and I mean, it didn't hit his knee or anything, so he's fine. I'd say he's back to work, but he doesn't work, so.
Oh, dear. How does he feel about being an internet star?
How do I feel?
No, I said, how does he feel about being an internet star now?
Oh, that's his cup of tea, actually.
Oh, really?
Does he think it's funny now? Does he think it's funny now?
I don't know. I don't talk to him a whole lot.
Okay.
Did he film it himself?
I can't. Pardon me?
Did he film it and upload it himself?
Yeah, he does this. I mean, if you go to his YouTube or his website or whatever in the hell it is, I mean, this is basically how he gets paid. He does all these videos and he's in the guns and
right
and all that stuff and I mean I watched a couple of times and I got on his case and it's just nasty.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
He didn't do this on purpose
to be an internet star, right?
No. And the gun was I'm a farmer out here in central Illinois mm-hmm. and I've used to hunt and all this stuff, you know, I'm not a gun anti-gun or anything. It's just the, you know, with the stuff he has, these automatic weapons and
right.
and all this stuff. I just there's no place for that in my opinion.
It's a little overkill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what yeah. is and it was some type of gun that had some trigger on it or something. He was shooting a video, an instruction video or something on, and he caught his thumb on the.
Yeah.
What was it supposed to be? And it just shot.
It's an effective video. For gun safety.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Stan, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling,
okay,
Stan.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Wow.
All right. Listen,
apparently he was giving a quick draw demonstration and trying to draw it from his holster, and he shot it too early.
I bet you that's the highest.
So many men have had that problem.
I was just going to say. Men love things
don't
that go
feel
off.
Bad out there,
men
boys.
Love things that go off in their hands.
Right. And
anyway.
None of you shot yourselves. Well, never mind. Okay.
My point is. that I think, don't you think, like, they're the highest percentage of male injuries are related to macho things? Trying to do some move out of a Western or something, or a, I don't know, some sort of action film.
The internet is just filled with, here's the thing, like, when I remember hearing the video, I thought, was Buddy was filming him, and then mm-hmm. how uncharitable of your buddy to be yeah. filming you shoot yourself in the leg and put it on the internet.
Yeah.
But now I realize that he did it to himself.
I've seen a lot of men.
He shot himself in the leg, then he put the, he posted yeah. the film himself.
Right.
I've seen a lot of men injure themselves hitting inanimate objects, you know, just out of
frustration.
Yeah, and macho-ness yeah. of yeah. some sort. Well, it's, now he's a star on the internet and on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, son of a bitch! I just injured myself.
Oh, and if you're on Ustream, we have a little dance for that already in the
That's
studio.
Right.
It didn't take us long.
we had little like sopranos, you know, gun fingers. Whee! 46.
Poor guy.
Oh, 46 minutes after the hour. Right back. More Tuesdays with Aisha Tyler.
Woo!
On the Stephanie Miller Show.
Total chaos. No rehearsal, no program. And don't even get me started on the monkey.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Aisha Tyler dances only with her head. It's
so good I don't have children because they'd be so humiliated by me on a constant basis. My dancing is just, I'm literally like I've...
I'm embarrassed and I'm not even related to you
right?
in any way.
Exactly. So you just imagine if I was, we were actually genetically connected,
exactly.
It would just be so horrifying. And
not just soul sisters, yes.
Yes.
1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Jean in Minneapolis, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Jean.
Hi, Stephanie. I am the official Stephanie Miller psychologist.
Well, we need plenty of those.
Yeah.
I'm calling because I heard that this morning on Care 11, the local NBC affiliate, there was tape of somebody going undercover into Michelle Bachmann's husband's clinic,
mm-hmm.
reportedly
yes.
saying they wanted to have their sexual
yep.
orientation changed.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about that?
Yes, it is. I mean, this is the thing, Gene, we've been talking about. They're using, what, state and federal money for this Christian,
Medicare.
This horrible Christian reparative therapy that is discredited by any, you know, scientist in the world or psychologist.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's no evidence whatsoever
There's
for
been
it.
No peer review done on this sort of thing.
Well, and
nope.
it's proven to be harmful, hasn't it, Gene? And, it, you know, that obviously this is where some of the suicide is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who have had reportedly very negative outcomes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it's what's, Gene, when we approach it like we do as comedians, I mean, you just can't help the fact that her husband is clearly a flaming homosexual. But, I mean, that's, you can't get past the comedy part, but, Gene, you bring up the serious part, that part is not funny.
Well,
it is,
absolutely.
You know, this is why there are kids killing themselves
it's
across the country. This is why I work with Trevor Project, because
yeah,
this is, you know, and the right wing, Gene, tries to further enforce that by going, oh, well, they're killing themselves because they're gay, because it's wrong to be gay, and they know that.
It's victimizing the victims. And I think one of the things that becomes incredibly important about comedy is that you can shine a light on this in a way that just reporting the hardcore facts that it doesn't work, that it's illegitimate, that there's no scientific basis for it. People can't get that part, but when you can bring it out into the light of day with comedy and show
right.
the hypocrisy, it really does
well,
help.
Well, Gene, it's, you know, it's the point of the It Gets Better videos of all of that, that, you know, it's because we are in a society with people like this telling kids like this that it's bad and there's something
well,
wrong
not
with
not
them.
Not just telling them that it's bad, but that somehow it's their fault.
Right.
That, like, if you just wanted to not be gay enough, you could not be
right.
gay, you know. These, and
that's
then
right.
you, and then you also have like all of the collateral damage because
yeah.
you know if you look at somebody like Bachmann, who's married to somebody who is
clearly gay,
so clearly and obviously gay. Like my mother-in-law's gaydar would go off. you know, as that guy seems
that
like
guy
he
seems
might.
Real.
I don't know what's happening. Mm. That when you have that, then you also have all the collateral damage when you have somebody in a buried marriage where you have a spouse who thinks that somehow this person is straight when they're not straight.
Right.
You know, there's.
I mean, Gene,
that
you're right. The
comedy.
comedy,
that come out
right,
of this.
The comedy part of it, it's like a Saturday Night Live sketch. And then there's a you're pointing out that it's really horribly wrong. And,
yes,
you know,
it's terrible. It's terrible for kids that are growing up thinking that if they just try hard enough, if they just focus, if they concentrate, somehow they're going to, you know, if I concentrate hard enough, I'm not going to turn into a really skinny, hot Japanese chick. I'd love to, because I'd make out with me, but I can't. You know what I mean? I was born this way, and so were these gay children, and this, it just, it's so destructive.
But fire up born this way. Aisha Tyler on a rant, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, Gene. We were born this way, weren't we?
We were born this way.
Gene, sing it with me. Pick up your glow stick there in Minneapolis, and let's go, woman. Come on, bust out the gaga. Woo! Do your chair dancing, Gene. Put those hands in the air. That's right, baby.
No.
All right. Thank you, Gene. I'm loving it. Thank you, baby. We're loving it. Woo! Yeah, baby. I did a sing-along. Well, more like a slut-along with the band in Chicago for the Sexy Liberal Show with this. I did an audience sing-along, which mostly involved me straddling and groping and kissing people in the audience.
That was a blues band.
They did this for me.
Really?
Yeah, and everybody in the audience attested that they were born this way.
My tongue
wasn't in their mouth.
I was born this way. Out by the levee when it breaks. I don't know.
So we have this, speaking of stuff on the interwebs.
Yes.
How precious is this? Speaking of this topic, it's a kid. Mm-hmm. Where is this from?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Where does anything come from?
Who knows? It just sprouts
magical
there.
Magical cornucopia of fun.
Oh, it's just posted on the internet. There's really no...
It's a kid that's talking about gay people, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right, here we go. So that's from who it is.
A husband's a boy.
Right.
A wife is a girl and a husband's a boy. Then you two are husbands. Wives are girls. Husbands are boys.
Right, that's right. So if you're a boy...
You'll be a husband.
Right. Yeah, we're both husbands.
You're both husbands.
Is that confusing?
You married each other? That's funny.
That's funny, right?
I usually see husbands and wives. Well, this is the very first time I saw husbands and husbands. So funny. So that means we love each other.
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah. They're much alike. You're much alike. And I'm going to play ping pong now.
Okay.
It's adorable. Adorable.
Yeah, we had a caller once. Remember, Chris, the guy was like, I was really nervous. I didn't want to tell my kids about, you know, the gay neighbors. And he tells them the story, and the kid goes, okay, can I watch cartoons? It's like, oh, well, that's going to be scarred for life. Yikes. I'll never get over that. All right. Let's go to Mike in Chicago. Hi, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, Steph?
Not much, honey.
You know what? David Gregory, first of all, he's best friends with Karl Rove. Mm. So right away, he loses all credibility with me. I watch him, and I literally get angry the softball questions he throws.
Yeah.
But you know what? To make the economy situation really simple, think of it as two employees are running on a treadmill. When it gets hard for the company, they throw one person off and expect the other person to maintain the same speed. Otherwise, you're going to lose your job, too. Well, once times get better, what gives the company the initiative to bring back that second person if the one person is maintaining the same pace?
That yes, that was very George Jetson treadmill.
You know what I'm saying, though?
Yes.
Yeah, and I don't understand what Social Security has anything to do with this. It's made by the employer.
Well, it's this
and the
false. Yeah, it's this false, you know, deficit narrative that I think the Republicans. I was confused by the stop this crazy thing George Jetson treadmill analogy, but we'll figure it out during the break and be back 58 minutes after the hour Tuesdays with Aisha Tyler on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm walking on sunshine.
It is Tuesdays with Aisha Tyler on the Stephanie Miller Show, and we
so exciting.
Our opening prayer today by Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain in a gospel song he recorded.
I must tell Jesus.
Oh my God.
All of my trials.
Praying to the peace of God.
I cannot bear.
Oh, wow.
You know what?
I just think I'm gonna burn.
This is really Herman Cain.
This song, all this needs is a refrain along the lines of Let the eagle soar.
He kindly will help me.
I have to tell you something. I'm sure that was a hit amongst... That was a hit somewhere. Mm. That was a hit in his county. His county.
Yeah, that was probably a tough choice for him. Will I be Nat King Cole? I think I'll make pizza. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You get it how you can, you get it how you can.
Ladies and gentlemen, sexyliberal.com is the website. Sexy Liberal on Facebook. Aisha Tyler joins the Sexy Liberal Tour in August while Hal Sparks is in Edinburgh. She will be with us Detroit Saturday, August 20th. And, ladies and gentlemen, just a few scattered single seats left. We had to add a second show in, in Santa Fe. You know,
City of Santa Fe, looking for something really different?
And now for something completely different.
Santa Fe. The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is headed to the Great Southwest.
Sunny Santa Fe would be nice.
That's right. Your favorite progressive players are bound for New Mexico.
I am New Mexico.
On August 6th, the Lunzik Theater in Santa Fe will welcome the ultimate trio grand. John Fugelsang, Aisha Tyler,
yummy,
and Mamacita herself, Stephanie Miller.
What do you think of that, folks?
That's incredible.
Tickets are available online at lensic.org by calling 505-988-1234 or by visiting the Lensic Theater box office. That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show at the Lensic Theater in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
I needed a ride to New Mexico!
Santa Fe, prepare yourself for true liberal enchantment.
Yeah, woo! All right. A few scattered singles. Because they're good ones.
Well, because we added that second show. So we've got a few seats left.
Yeah,
which
and
is exciting.
Little scattered
single
ones.
That show went very quickly.
It did indeed.
So get in there.
That's because you are yummy.
Oh, Lord.
Good morning, Jim Ward. All right. Hello. All right. There you go. There's the microphone. There's the button. Hello.
That's not mine. I don't have control of the button. So I thought I was listening to a gardening show this morning with all this talk of defoliating. And,
yes. We weren't here yet. It devolved into girl talk.
It really did. It got very
girl
feminine
defoliation.
In here.
Mm-hmm.
Just
yes.
In honor of the Women's World Cup, we just thought we would shake it up for about 10 minutes.
Don't wax like my brother.
All right. So StephanieMiller.com, the regular website. You can email us all there like Susan and Carmel Valley did staff. I'm so terribly disappointed with all the progressive liberals trashing Obama. Jim. Please step back and look at the big picture. Our president has to deal with the most extreme politicians ever, yes, and try and rebuild a country that Bush practically destroyed. Yes, we can nitpick about all the things we're unhappy with, but Obama pulled us out of the ditch. He opened the door for health care. He got bin Laden, on and on. Considering Republican teabag mantra is, I hope he fails, he's doing a hell of a job. The righties stick together for their common good. Yes, I think we can have an honest discussion about the job our president's doing. I only wish we could be more positive in our discussion and stick together for the common good of the country. I'm sure you'll say I'm naive. Yes, Jim will. But I've seen more presidents in my lifetime than all y'all, and I'm telling you, Obama's a great president. He needs our help. Susan in Carmel Valley, fine American.
Oh,
well,
lovely.
Yes, needs our help. That doesn't mean
see,
you have to
agree. He always says yes like that. Yes.
You don't have to agree with everything he's doing.
I didn't.
That
wasn't her point. That wasn't her point.
Disagreeing with him is attacking him, apparently. All right, then.
We're bickering already.
I'll just not talk.
The president yesterday at his press conference.
The things that I will not consider are a 30-day or a 60-day or a 90-day or 180-day temporary stopgap resolution to this problem.
Yeah, he said, let's step up, let's do it, is basically what he said yesterday. Let's step up, let's do it. I'm prepared to take on significant heat from my own party, Jim. He actually said Jim. He turned to the camera and said Jim.
Looked into the camera like Eddie Murphy in Trading Places.
And yeah. Paul Krugman.
Jim.
And Robert Reich.
Mm-hmm. And to get something
and
done,
Joseph
I expect
Stiglitz.
The other side should be willing to do the same thing if they mean what they say. The code word is Jim. Okay. He portrayed Republicans as stubborn and hypocritical. Yes. Talking a big game about reducing the deficit, but refusing to make the tough decisions necessary for a grand compromise. He said, if not now, when? It's time, he said, for both sides of the aisle to pull off the Band-Aid and eat our peas.
Yes, but you're
I love that eat our quote, peas. Eat our peas.
The president isn't being serious. He's not eating his peas.
He is coming off as being the most reasonable person in that town right now.
I hate
he is really. He's literally like the guy, at, like the teacher at nap time. Like everybody.
I did hate my peas when I was. I remember I could not get the dog to eat them. Yes. I remember throwing. It was like a bench. That
what
was
a
sort
gullible
of,
well, dog.
It was like a little booth by our kitchen table, and I would. I remember my mom went. She found a bunch of peas under there
because
I had just thrown peas under there.
Dogs eat their own.
Even the dogs wouldn't eat the peas.
Yeah, the dogs not gonna eat the peas. The dogs not eat peas. They're not.
Well,
yes,
they're mushy peas, and they're flash frozen peas. And that's a completely different.
But thing. I mean, I like the little tiny baby little sour peas myself.
The sweet
those
peas.
Are not so bad. The little sweet peas.
Mm-hmm.
I like the peas that come in the bottom of martinis.
what? Really?
That's the best kind of pea.
You know, the show goes off the rails in such an entertaining way.
Aisha Tyler's here. I am not a pundit. Have we all established that Aisha's not a pundit? Not a pundit.
We've doddered off into the pea
analogies. An old American likes to drink. So, but one thing I'm liking about what's happening, one thing I'm finding compelling about what's happening right now is the president is trying to sound reasonable. There's so much hysteria going on. People
he's
freaking
the
pea-eating
adult.
Yes, the
pea-eating
adult. He's getting his fiber.
It's not going to get easier. It's going to get harder. So we might as well do it now. Pull off the Band-Aid.
Eat the peas.
Eat our peas.
Eat it.
Now's the time to do it.
Yeah, get your face up in there. Your jolly green giant peas. Mm-hmm. He said, I don't see a path to a deal if they don't budge, period. Asked if he has a contingency plan if the debt limit is not raised. He said, we are going to get this done by August 2nd.
It is so frustrating also.
Yes.
When you just, you know, there's this kind of attitude, especially I think in some people in the House majority, who care more about being right.
Yeah.
Than they do about getting the work done. Do you know
what
I mean? It's like it's more about like, you know, let's just bring the country to its knees. Let's toss the economy to a shambles. Let's wreck the joint. And they'd be like, I told you so. Like, that's not, you know what I mean? That's like setting your own house on fire and being like, see, fire burns. Hey, jackass, we know. You know what I mean? You proved your point. We could have done this in a hypothetical.
But that's what they've always done. The Republicans want to trash the economy so that Democrats can't spend on social projects.
Yeah, because they hate
poor people. I mean, and first of all, so the president says the good news is all the leaders continue to believe rightly it's not acceptable for us not to raise the debt ceiling to allow the U.S. government to default. Right after that, Reince Priebus. That's what I drive. He, the Republican chairman, said the country will be able to function if we don't raise the debt.
Oh, really?
Like, sure.
Oh,
he's
fine.
Playing chicken. He's going to drive the Priebus right off the cliff.
The people who are talking about terrifying the markets and creating a positive business climate are the same people who are saying, let's wreck the country's credit.
Yeah.
We are literally the only, we are it. If we go down,
the
whole ship goes down.
Remember how for 8 years we heard, Democrat, you hate the troops. Why don't you support the troops? You hate the military.
Yeah, exactly.
General Mullen said on the debt ceiling, military families are living paycheck to paycheck. We have to be very careful with that. You know, I mean, that's who doesn't get paid, by the way.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Tim Geithner recently
warned employees.
Tim Geithner said if Congress failed to increase the debt limit, a broad range of government payments would have to be stopped, limited, or delayed, including military salaries and retirement benefits, Social Security, Medicare, interest on debt, blah, blah, blah. He said this would cause severe hardship to American families, raise questions about our ability to defend our national security interests. If you know anybody in the military, that's absolutely true. They live paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah. You can't
afford to go, oh, yeah, well, you'll have to wait a little bit and, you know, just live on your big fat cushion that you have.
And
you
know? These are the same people that were not getting, armored vehicles under Bush. They were not getting body armor under Bush. They were not getting supplied properly under Bush. This is a president who has done everything, I think.
People being electrocuted in their showers thanks to private contracts.
A president who has tried to do everything right by the military, and now we're saying essentially, let's just throw them to the wolves.
Yep. Ivy in Florida, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Ivy.
Hello.
Hi
everyone. Hi. Two things I want to say. First, I want to say good luck to the people in Wisconsin because they're having elections today, correct?
Ooh. Are they? I didn't realize that. One of the recalls?
Yeah, I mean, it's the Democratic primary because they were having, you know, they had the false Republicans came up against.
Oh, right. Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So So good luck to them, yep. And I also want to say to them.
I was just in Arizona where that asshat Russell Pierce, they got just enough signatures to recall him. I mean, do you recall, Ivy, this many recalls this quickly? I don't. There is something going on here, I'm telling you.
Well, people now coming out of their stumper of stupidity, I think. Yep. And in my opinion, I hate it when people from Wisconsin come on. I mean, I've listened to other shows and I read other blogs and go like, well, President Obama wasn't here. When they were going through what they were going through, but he was there six times prior to the election, telling you what was going to happen, and then they still voted stupidly and they voted the bullshit.
Okay.
That was exciting.
She dropped an S-bomb on Mama.
I don't think it was like we were kind of like listening, and then just woo!
Wow!
What's happening? Oh, shut the front door.
All right, the president.
Nobody's looking to raise taxes right now. We're talking about potentially 2013 and the out years.
Yeah, I mean,
that's unacceptable. It's not serious. The president is not a serious player. Our blood's serious. Send some of the papers. It's serious.
Yeah, Boehner digs in on taxes is the headline. He said our disagreements are not personal. They never have been. Says that they must accept settlement cuts and blah, blah, blah. The Boehner yesterday after the president's press conference.
There was never any agreement to allow tax rates to go up in any discussion I've ever had with the White House. Not once.
It's not serious. We have a serious plan that involves caverns.
You know, did you see the picture of him sitting next to the president? He does look like he's crying.
Mm-hmm.
He always has that face like, I don't like bees.
There's a word for that.
They don't go with gin.
And it rhymes with wussy.
He says, this boils down to two things. The president insists on raising taxes, and they're just not serious about fundamental entitlement reform.
There's that word.
To solve the problem for the near and immediate future, it takes two to tango. And he prefers to tango with Tanqueray. And they're just not there yet, is what the Boehner.
I want to get there. I want to do what I think is in the right the best interest of the country.
You're drunk.
But it takes two to tango. And they're not there yet.
Stuffing succotash, exit, stage right.
It takes at least two shots of bourbon and some bitters. And I forgot the rest. I used to know when I worked in a tavern.
The last thing we should be doing right now, at a time of 9.2% unemployment, is enacting more government policies that will destroy jobs.
And somehow we got to 9.2% unemployment with these tax rates. They had these tax cuts for the rich.
These tax rates where the rich are just squirreling their money away and sending it overseas.
I saw something, I forget where it was, but it said that we've been in recession since 2009. Oh, I mean since Obama came in.
Oh, that's weird. That's a weird statistic.
Just overnight.
Magically.
19 minutes after the hour, right back. More Tuesdays with Tyler on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Public indecency? We weren't really doing it. We were just acting.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
The new voice of Aflac.
This song is making Aisha Tyler lose her. Look at her. Look at her over there.
Honestly. Cameo. How can you? You can't beat it.
Can't be Cameo. No. Mm-mm. Cannot. No. 24.
Don't let me turn pains. We're not. We got to pass the budget.
I'm going to pull off the band.
I'm going to go home and write this and come back with something better.
All right. Like the president yesterday.
If you don't have revenues, it means you are putting more of a burden on the people who can least afford it. And that's not fair.
Senator Kent Conrad, Democrat of North Dakota, on this whole shizzle.
Yes, we have a spending problem. But it is not exclusively a spending problem, as some assert on this floor. Because revenue as a share of GDP is the lowest it has been in 60 years.
Thank you. Jim, who said, until the left says, you, fixed income grandma. And the right says, okay, shave a percentage point off on the historically low taxes. We will not have equitable shared sacrifice. Who said that?
John Boehner.
No, really. Yes, I don't know. Someone at Whiskey Fire, somebody sent me a money quote. There.
Well, whiskey, there you go. So I was half right.
All right. Jim. There was whiskey in it. You're right. All right. Cherry's Jubilee would have also been a good guess, but no. Who said Marcus Bachman, who is gayer than a pink parasol twirling on a chorus boy in a Carnival Cruise salute to Barry Manilow, is getting rich off whispering ex-gay incantations into the ears of the victims of his hypocritical for-profit quackery at his big government-funded clinic? Who said that?
The Rude Pundit.
No, but that was a good guess, actually. It's Betty Bowers, America's Best Christian.
Oh, of course. Yay. Yes.
Oh, by the way, give me 12. Michelle Bachman talking about their quackery, the aforementioned quackery.
We're very proud of our business, and we're proud of all job creators in the United States.
Hi, we have a Schick Center for anti-gang. I'm not gay anymore. Okay.
Ow,
ow. Ow.
Un-gaying hurts.
Quit it.
Ow. Ow, quit it. Ow, quit it. Ow, quit it.
Are we praying away the gay or are we zapping away the gay? What's
Marcus
happening?
Should physician heal thyself.
Yes.
Heal thyself and see how
also, heal thy terrible taste. A-line skirts never been popular. Never been in, never will.
Never
will.
Never back.
Let's
nothing.
Talk about that. You didn't pray away your gay, you just prayed away your taste, honey. That's all you did.
And Aisha Tyler knows fashion as evidenced by some of the see-through dress that somehow pops up on sexyliberal.com, sexyliberal on Facebook whenever we need to move some tickets to a sexy liberal show.
Children, let this be a lesson to you. The internet is forever.
Yeah.
All
learn
right.
Well from my mistakes.
So Michelle Bachman has responded to the slavery controversy with another slavery analogy.
Good.
She's they're a favorite of hers, the slavery.
She's
lots
she's
of
great.
Things akin to slavery,
she's
apparently.
She's my favorite. She's going to get lots of brown votes.
In the apparent effort to ban pornography, Bachman and Santorum simultaneously signed that pledge declaring that African-American children had better family structures under slavery than under the first black president. President
my God.
Obama.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes, because there's nothing better for family structure than taking the children of people and selling them off to your neighbor down 7 miles down the road, never to see them again. Yeah,
allowing black people to marry because they weren't actually considered people then.
No, they didn't
But they were required to breed so that the owners could have more slaves, see.
Let's put the two big ones together.
And they weren't their actual parents, but, you know, they...
Oh, I will slap her right in her face. I really
did you hear that, Newsbusters?
I'd like to see that.
After threatening to kick Michelle Malkin in the nutsack.
Yes, right after I right after Michelle Malkin gets it, but what after Michelle Malkin?
Violent lefty actress Aisha Tyler.
MMA fight between you and Michelle Bachman.
She's a terrible person. This demonstrates that she is truly a terrible person.
After furious backlash from the African American community, family leaders stripped the misconstrued language. Misconstrued it.
Sure.
Out of the pledge.
Sure.
Maybe just stop talking about slavery. There's nothing to misconstrue.
Funny you should mention that. Here are the slavery analogy fun facts about Michelle Bachman. She has an affinity, I guess, for slavery references. Intimating that Bachman somehow missed that slavery passage and signed only the 14-point gay-bashing anti-porn vow, Bachman's campaign offered what apparently thinks is a more appropriate slavery metaphor. They said, in no uncertain terms, Congresswoman Bachman believes that slavery was horrible and economic enslavement is also horrible. So she did
Again,
she made this analogy to slavery.
It's the same.
So Social Security is economic enslavement.
Yeah, repealing the Bush tax cuts is
for
just
instance,
like murder
health reform.
And enslavement.
What we have to do today is make a covenant to slit our wrists, be blood brothers on this thing.
What?
This will not pass.
Slit our wrists?
Claiming that many Americans
also doesn't understand the concept of
talking about taxes. She said this is slavery.
What an idiot.
This is nothing more than slavery. The national debt. She offered her now infamous take on that the founding fathers worked tirelessly till slavery was no more. Then she framed her speech as an argument against the slavery of the national debt. It's slavery. It's slavery. It's a bondage to debt and a bondage to decline. I have more! Slavery analysis.
Yeah, you first. What the
hell? Oh, boy. All right, Newsbusters.
I am not a fan.
Love you. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
I can't do reefer comedy. I'm drunk. Two different animals.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 34 minutes after the hour. Hang on, I found a bonus slavery analogy from Michelle Bachman.
Hooray!
In regards to homosexuality, if you're involved in the gay and lesbian lifestyle, it's bondage. It's personal bondage, personal despair, and personal enslavement.
There again, she's speaking.
She said that? Mm-hmm. That the gay lifestyle is personal enslavement.
Well, don't we have her husband saying that? I thought he'd say
slave
that.
Love, baby.
Yay!
We
don't have Marcus Bachman.
Not yet, no.
You didn't put him in my box like I asked you to, did you?
Ooh.
Oh, your
why
box.
Would you want him in your
box?
Is
full.
Mm, yeah.
That's gross.
No, I'm just discovering something about Michelle Bachman. She inadvertently speaks the truth. Like when someone says, "Do you think your chances are better if the people don't have jobs?" Oh, I hope so.
Oh, golly, yes.
And the slitting her wrists comment. I think she wants so badly to get out of that marriage. She's ready to open a vein.
Did you see,
who would pick out her pantsuits?
Well, I'm sure people have seen this with Kathy Griffin was on the elevator with her.
Where? Who?
Oh God! So this is on the internet. So Kathy Griffin was on the elevator with Michelle Bachman, and I'm paraphrasing. She essentially, you know, recognized Kathy and said, "Oh, what are you doing here?" And you know, they talked for a minute, and she said, "So, something like." Were you born a bigot, or did you become this way? And Michelle Bachman says, well, that's a good question. And so she asked her again, so, you know, is this a bigotry, something that you were born with, or do you feel like it's developed over time? And she goes, well, I'm going to have to get back to you. I'm such a politician. Robot, cannot
have
sincere response or answer in any honest way. Like, just so bizarre.
I'll try to find you some and I'll bring them to you.
All right.
And what's this thing about bondage that she keeps bringing up?
I don't know. You'll have to ask Marcus.
Spankings.
Okay.
Only when she's not.
There's only one man now that understands. And that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, the funniest writer in the world, from the Boston Globe.
Why's everybody always laughing with me?
Wah, 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 wah. Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Delicious peas.
Have you been
I like my peas. I have no money, and very few people have jobs, but I like my peas.
Jeez.
I like the ones with the little onions in them.
Me too, pearl onions.
I like the ones that taste like fiscal responsibility.
By the way, when you were a kid, didn't you ever get the technique of like moving them around the plate so it looks like you ate them?
Yes.
That's what I used to do.
Yes. And that's what they're doing right now in Congress, aren't they?
I used to hide them under the mashed potatoes.
Yes. Mm. Yes. I was adept at that myself. Mm-hmm. What's your take on the debt ceiling? What's your take on the debt ceiling standoff thus far? I know you're going to. Here's your opportunity to Obama bash. Go ahead.
No, not at all. I enjoy being condescended to by a president that I voted for. Absolutely. Eating my peas, ripping off Band-Aids, you know, that sort of thing. I enjoy that. I particularly enjoy
Somebody's got to be the adult in the room, Charlie Pierce.
I particularly enjoyed Tim Geithner this weekend telling us all about how we're all going to have to suffer for a while until it gets better. How much are you suffering, Tim?
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, go clean a park or shut up, you know?
Whoa,
clean a park. That's a lot. The whole park. You get out there and clean that whole park.
I used to clean parks for the state of Massachusetts, by the way. I know how hard it is.
Did you now? I used to be a park leader.
When I was a forest ranger.
I was a park leader when I was in high school. So check it out.
Stick with a nail on the end.
Charlie.
I actually had one of those things.
So,
one of those poles with the nail on the end. I think that Marcus Bachman has them all now. By the way, I don't have like the most delicately calibrated gaydar in the world.
Yes.
I mean, I could have, you know, walked by Liberace and thought he played for the Packers. But Marcus Bachman. Bing, 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 bing.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. Hold your calls.
Exactly. Jim Ward has got that run silent, run deep thing. Going.
Exactly. Dive, dive.
Go down, go down. Oh, no.
Charlie Louise Pierce.
Chris LaFoy standing in the hallway.
No, right.
Let him back in the studio.
Go up to periscope depth.
Let's go to my favorite new edition of Republicans eating their own
ninth conning tower.
Here is Teapaw.
So I've got executive leadership in a public setting
with
a record of accomplishment and results under difficult and challenging circumstances. And she has served in Congress. And in that regard, her record of accomplishment is, you know, like I said, non-existent.
Stop it. Stop it now. Get out of the race. No one cares. No one likes you. No
way. Yeah, it is. I mean, this is sort of, you've been watching politics a long time. I mean, in Iowa, Bachman's the early favorite.
Yeah, well, apparently T-Paw has decided, you know, not to compete in Iowa. It's right up there with Tony Hendren and Spinal Tap saying Boston's not a big college town. I'm a Republican. Iowa's not important. Fine.
So, well, even Romney, so she's running neck and neck with Romney. He says he won't campaign that hard there so we can concentrate elsewhere. One Republican county chairman there said Iowa's is hers to lose. I mean, this is, and I thought that, you know, because I keep saying, as many of us do, this is not my dad and Goldwater's Republican Party. They've moved so far to the right. One voter there said, referring to the Republican, one of the pastor, whoever, said, this is the best lineup for conservatives in many, many years. The majority are very conservative, not moderate, but conservative. That's a wonderful change.
This is definitely the first string. This is definitely the A-team you've got out there.
Right. Yeah, I mean, but that's what I'm saying. It really is. I mean, and that, you know, ultimately is going to be good.
It's great for the radicalized, minuscule base.
Yeah.
But it's going to kill them in a general election.
I do think the Iowa caucuses have been overblown for about five election cycles now, and if this is what finally devalues them a little bit, that's fine by me.
Charlie Pierce.
As much as I enjoy watching them on C-SPAN, where it's like, anybody who votes for T-Paw, go stand in the kitchen, and anybody who votes for Michelle Bachman, go stand on the lawn.
Marcus Bachman thinks the caucuses are overblown, too.
Anybody who votes for Pizza Guy, go stand in the bathroom stall.
Charlie Pierce, because you did not eat your peas, you get some more T-Paw.
It's not a stretch to say that we need somebody in the Oval Office who's going to be President of the United States and Commander-in-Chief, who has executive experience leading a large enterprise in a public setting.
Seriously.
And with all due respect, she just doesn't have that kind of experience.
With all due respect, you stood in the Oval Office, you can't see over the desk.
I love this headline, Charlie. Bachman ignores T-Paw's negativity. La 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 la. I cannot hear you.
Executive experience in government is one thing, but not when it points to a promise of more of the same big government as usual. Not when it promises under more of the same under the banner of a different party.
She said, instead of focusing on negativity, I want to focus on my accomplishments. Like T-Paw said, are nothing. I mean, seriously, what she's touting, Charlie, is her record of being an obstructionist, basically. Not accomplishing anything, just what she's blocked.
It's important to remember that we would not even know who this woman was if she hadn't had a complete mental breakdown on Hardball. Seriously, I mean if she hadn't gone off about un-American members of Congress on Hardball, nobody would know who Michelle Bachman is.
Right. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. I know exactly. I mean, did you read Matt Taibbi's piece? Because you go, she's just been a joke, you know. And he says, don't underestimate her. She's as crazy as she is.
I do not underestimate her. And if Mitt Romney thinks he's got a real firewall in New Hampshire, he should think again. Because if she comes out of Iowa with momentum, there are just enough crazy people in that. Because Mitt doesn't just have to win New Hampshire. He's got to win it by a couple touchdowns.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't, and then they go to South Carolina, oh, baby. Because that's when we release the hounds.
Yep. I love, here's my favorite headline. Santorum.
Because they love them some Mormons down in South Carolina.
Oh, yes.
They love strange things generally.
And he and Marcus can compare notes on magic underwear. Heyo!
Heyo! Heyo! I love this. Santorum downplays fundraising expectations. I love when they do this. He said, we didn't focus on raising money. I'm not really trying to raise money.
God, he's got himself into a positive froth, doesn't
he? Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, this is the dirtiest Charlie Pierce segment we've ever done.
Aisha started it with talks about point at six.
I really well. Did I? Wow. That doesn't seem like a good time, quite honestly.
You engaged my lizard brain again. What can I do?
Yeah, I just love when they do that. I'm not really trying to. I'm not trying to win that caucus. I'm not even trying to raise money. That's.
I have a secret plan to be president that doesn't involve elections.
Oh. No, yeah, we're votes. We're just going to lay back and let the votes trickle in.
Yes.
Trickle.
Charlie Pierce, have you? Is your sexy liberal thong? I bedazzled it and sent it to you. Is it all ready for Saturday's show?
It has not come in the mail yet. I'm looking forward to it, but I am looking forward to seeing you guys.
I am looking forward to seeing you too. Boston
if you
at
got
the
here early, I would take you out to the park where I used to be a forest ranger, but that's too far.
That's
at the Wilbur Theater, the Sexy Liberal Show this Saturday.
I've been called adorable by Asia Tyler.
We'll see you Saturday, Charlie.
Well,
can't
you
wait.
Will. Have a great trip.
Thanks,
woo-hoo!
Honey. All right, there we go. Please come to Boston. Let's go to Greg in Minneapolis on Michelle Bachman. Hello, Greg.
What's going on, Mama?
Not much, honey. Go ahead.
Listen. I'm going to say a couple, two or three things really fast. First of all, if you want to find out what's up with Michelle Bachman's husband, all you have to do is watch that episode of Will and Grace when Neil Patrick Harris was trying to work the gay out of these people and find out he was gay. So that's first step. Second step is let's look at this. Michelle Bachman has made a tactical error. Because most politicians, all politicians, I would say, in my cynical viewpoint, all politicians, they say anything more than once is planned. She's using the term slavery and bondage as if to think, and it's a bad mistake, she thinks that her base, which is basically white people, all have some sort of gut reaction to the word slavery, and she's wrong. It's all conceptual to most white people. They have music is conceptual.
Right. I mean, Greg, it's like you shouldn't say anything is like the Holocaust. You shouldn't use like anything to go, oh, it's just like slavery, to use it for everything from the debt to homosexuality to, you know, whatever, healthcare.
Because it's cavalier. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's a
exactly.
Cavalier attitude of something that should not be treated cavalierly.
Right. That is, you know, a huge, deep scar. So it's, Charles in L.A. on the same subject on Michelle Bachman. Hello, Charles.
Yes, good morning. Got some recommended reading for
okay.
Michelle Bachman, and that's The Narrative of the Life of Frederick Douglass, an American Slave. Mm-hmm. He only saw his wife, only saw his mother a few times during his life, and here's a line from the narrative. She was hired by a Mr. Stewart who lived about 12 miles from my home. She made her journeys to see me in the night, traveling the whole distance on foot after the performance of her day's work.
Yeah,
yep.
That was what
yep.
it was like. I mean, and that, he was probably lucky to have that kind of an encounter with family members, because families were routinely separated by miles and states and never seen again. And children were torn from their mother's arms, and lovers and parents and husbands and wives were separated and never to be seen again. And she's a...
Aisha, apparently you missed the chapter in your history class where the Founding Fathers ended slavery at the Liberty Bell in South Carolina.
I'm sorry, it was not at the Liberty Bell. It was at Plymouth Rock. Mm-hmm. Let's really get this
Plymouth
sorted.
Rock.
Which is
in
North
Iowa,
Carolina.
Where the Founding Fathers...
On Wikipedia, and then they rode across the plains yelling about macaroni.
Uh-huh.
this woman is so... It's someone who's really, like, authentically kind of stupid,
yes.
like a
yes.
Sarah Palin, is almost less harmful mm-hmm. than someone who has just enough knowledge to be dangerous.
Yes.
To sound reasonable when they are saying completely unreasonable, irrational, irresponsible things. And that's what's terrifying about
yeah.
Michelle Bachman.
Yeah.
Is that cavalier attitude about serious subjects is paramount to cruelty. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And she's just such a thoughtless person.
Yes.
And also...
Although I do enjoy her explanation of when Harriet Tubman ended the Holocaust.
Yes.
That was...
By riding over the Potomac...
With Paul Revere.
Yes.
In the Underground Railroad.
On a boat, and then she chopped in a cherry tree.
Yes. The end.
And she told that czar
46
in Germany.
All right, now we're having too much fun.
Let my people go.
It's history Scrabble on the 70 Miller Show.
Rubik's Cube.
47 minutes after the hour. Back with more Tuesdays with Tyler on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Everything everyone just said is either obvious or wrong.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Woohoo!
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Ow.
It is, yow! It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Tuesdays with Tyler continues apace. 1-800-STEP-12. Damien in Harrisburg writes, in honor of the guy that shot himself at the shooting range, which is, it is our gun control ad for 2012. Steph, a friend of mine once punched herself in the face while playing Ultimate Frisbee. Awesome.
Nice.
Awesome. Because wow. Aisha Tyler and I are both equally spazzy and both
God.
Injured ourselves an equal
so
number of times.
Remember
so
we had
sad.
That
martial arts instructor?
Oh, when
I was a kid, I did it. You remember, I buried a jart in my head. I forgot to let go of the jart, and I just buried it in my own head.
Like a lawn dart?
Mm-hmm.
Remember we got a call from a martial arts instructor that said she was going to teach you how to use nunchucks?
No. Oh, I don't know.
No.
Okay,
it says no.
No.
You would brain yourself in about half a second.
Yes, here's that guy.
Oh, no.
This is awesome.
I just f***ing shot myself.
He's assessing the damage now.
Okay.
Oh, son of a bitch! I just shot.
I will say, his relative sanguinity is impressive.
Yes, that's what's kind of, really, like, he's sort of assessing it very clear-headedly.
I'm going
not
to,
hysterical.
I'm going to proffer an analysis. Upon reflection, I am confirming.
And then he confirms
I have
it.
Indeed shot myself.
Copy that. Yes. Houston, can you confirm?
Yes. I just shot myself. Indeed, I did.
Copy that. Confirmed.
Oh.
10-4.
Good I'm buddy. Missing an arm. Huh.
Poor guy.
Wow. Son of a...
Oh, my gosh.
All right. I set to music. It's even better. Thank you, Mike and Raleigh. It's, you know, I... Symphony, really. It's stupid.
Oh, son of a bitch! I just injured myself.
Ah, Zord. Camellia sends me a couple of e-cards. It may be the booze talking, but I want you to know that I love booze. Thank you so much. Oh, this reminds me of my vacation I just took with my divorced friend. I'm glad we can always remind each other how being single and being married are equally horrific. Unless, of course, you're Aisha Tyler, the wildly beautiful and successful Aisha Tyler, who is also happily married to her college sweetheart.
My college honey bun, who is a sweet pea.
Oh, you're perfect in every way, and you're nice.
Yes.
I hate you.
Thin facade of affection over a shivering, leaking, sad, melting ball of humanity.
Avi in L.A. on Michelle Bachmann. Hi, Avi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, go ahead.
Well, thank you very much for letting me take that call, and I wanted to make a comment.
You took my call? Did I call you? I don't remember doing that. I'm kind of busy. All right, go ahead.
Get a little confused. Okay. Anyway, I just wanted to say, since Michelle Bachmann, you know, she doesn't pull any punches, and she's so campy, I was going to suggest the theme song. Na 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 Bachmann.
Yeah, bat... You know
bat,
what I'm saying.
Bat crap.
Yeah, da na 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 na. That's what I'm saying. That's mm-hmm. a series for. It's a cartoon mm-hmm. series. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you for that, Avi. Oh, by the way, here's another yes.
Right-wing hypocrites.
Michelle Bachmann has continually touted her time as a federal tax attorney to bolster her economic credentials. Guess what her job was? To sue taxpayers on behalf of the United States government. She sued tax scofflaws for the IRS. She rarely, if mentions, her one and only employer for legal service, the U.S. Department of Treasury.
Huh.
Was her employer. The government.
The government. The
Bachmann
evil
derided
government.
The IRS once as the most heartless organization anyone knows of. At other times, she's called the IRS a new social welfare agency that will have that have the right to confiscate our tax refunds. Well, with your help, they did.
Yes.
Wow.
Because you got your paycheck.
Oh, once the money enters her hands, apparently it is washed in the blood, and sanitized by prayer.
Jerry in Detroit, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show on Michelle Bachmann as well. Hi, Jer.
Hey. Hey. How's Steph?
Not much. Go ahead.
All right. When I listen to somebody like Michelle Bachmann claiming that, quote, the founding fathers worked tirelessly until slavery was no more.
Sure. We all remember that.
Yeah. You know what that says to me? It only goes to show just how much, when it comes to black history, most white conservatives do not have a clue.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. No, exactly. Didn't they put out a glossy calendar, Jim, of their civil rights achievements?
Sure. About how Richard Nixon ended slavery.
Sure.
It was actually just a third of a month. It was just March.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Jeff in Illinois. Hi, Jeff.
It's Black History Minute.
Hi, Stephanie? Yeah, Rebecca?
No, it's Rebecca. Yeah, hi. How are you?
Hi. Good. What's up?
Mm-hmm. Good. No, it's just, I'm just kidding.
Stephanie.
It's actually me.
Stephanie.
It's me. All right,
she's
go ahead.
She's funning ya.
Ha, ha, ha. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hi. And you know what? I was wondering. I try to stay fairly politically active, but I don't know if the governor of Minnesota is Republican or Democrat. But you know, they've got this state shutdown going on right now, and they gave non-paid furloughs to all quote-unquote non-essential personnel. But he
right.
kept on the housekeeper and the chef in the governor's mansion. I just wonder if you guys have heard about that.
All right. Thank you for that right-wing talking point. We appreciate that. Okay. I
drifted off there for a minute.
Because there's still staff running the governor's mansion, apparently, because he's a Democrat, and so he must be a hypocrite because they've had to have cutbacks elsewhere or
whatever.
Things of that nature. Okay. Jason in D.C., you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Jason.
Hey, Stephanie. How you doing?
Hi, go ahead.
hey, this is what's going to happen with the whole debt thing. All right. Every time you keep raising the amount of debt that the government takes on, the dollar just will drop in value. So from a year ago, the dollar has lost 9.4% of its purchasing power. So you sit there and you think oil prices are going up or food prices are going up. They're not going up. It's the dollar's going down. And other countries in the world are deciding that they don't want to deal in dollars anymore. So the Chinese and the Russians decided that they don't want to do any trade anymore between the two countries.
Okay, we have to the corollary to that is that
we sold all our debt to the Chinese under Bush. They don't want any more.
Tuesdays with Tyler on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yay for Tuesday, 6 minutes after the hour.
Aisha Tyler, actress, author, and activist.
So if today's Tuesday, that gives us
Tuesdays with Tyler.
Yeah,
Aisha Tyler. Woohoo! Aisha Tyler, sexy liberal, live in studio with us, of course. Yeah! By the way, sexy liberal, Santa Fe, there are just a tiny few little, teensy few little scattered seats for August 6th, Santa Fe, with Aisha Tyler and John Fugelsang and I. And Detroit, August 20th. Get your tickets for that one. Wait, am I doing that one now?
Detroit.
Yeah, let's do that one. Yeah.
Start your engines, Detroit. Because the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is cruising your way.
Take him to Detroit.
These progressive pistons are firing on all cylinders, and they're born, bred, and made in the USA.
Can't forget the Motor City.
On August 20th at the Detroit Opera House, John Fugelsang, Aisha Tyler, and Motor City's favorite cougar, Stephanie Miller, will spark up your night and heal you with their full-torque progressive power. Tickets are available at motopera.org and ticketmaster.com. To call for tickets, dial 313-237-SING. That's 313-237-SING. Score your VIP tickets early for the best seats to witness Mama model her tight, sexy tee.
I want to get back to Michigan and I want to try.
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show. Detroit, you just can't afford to miss this.
All right. SexyLiberal.com is the website. SexyLiberal on Facebook. Vanessa, she wants to play the Sexy Liberal dating game. Jim, staff, I got my ticket to the Sexy Liberal show in L.A. Question, will there be a liberal love mixer before or after? The whole show is a liberal love mixer.
It is. I'm going to be drinking some liberal love mixer before. Yeah.
I am looking for a straight liberal man. Someone told me there are none. What? Yes.
Oh, redonkulous.
Look at that big hunk. Look at Jim Ward over there. That
Mary. Which complicates things.
Redonkulous. Yes.
Here's hoping I make a love connection at the Sexy Liberal show. The whole show is a love connection.
You're going to walk. If you don't walk out having gotten laid, at least you'll have made some dirty pictures in
some
your
reach
mind.
Around something. A little meat and groping. Okay.
Or apparently maybe Stephanie will give you a lap dance. She's very
God,
slutty.
These stories. Molly writes, Steph, sob story, been out of work. Got a job, finally have disposable income, went to buy tickets to you in L.A. There's nothing, isn't there I guess there isn't. Is both shows in L.A. sold out? I think there might be some scattered single teats. Seats.
Teats?
Did I say teats? Scattered
teats.
Seats for the first show.
Single tattered teats.
I went on a scalping site. I hate those people.
No, don't do that.
They're charging $500 a ticket.
Oh, my gosh. Stephanie's buying us all dinner.
I forwarded her email to Roland, our tour director.
We're going to get you a folding chair and a juice box.
Here, sit there.
Sit here, right behind this pillar.
All right,
this pillar.
The ropes for the curtain are there, but just you can look through them. You can still see us.
Let's put your ear to the wall. We'll give you a glass.
We've been talking about, wildly gay Marcus Bachmann, among other things.
That poor guy.
What? Yeah, but then, you know, a psychologist called from Minneapolis is talking about really the dark side of this horrible reparative therapy that is, you know, causing suicide and comes some places. But Keith writes a very touching email. Don't wait to get married, he says. Steph, my partner Larry just died suddenly and unexpectedly before we could get a civil union in the state of Illinois. Because I have no legal standing, I'm watching his family come in and treat our home as just something to be sold and our things as stuff to dispose of. I thought Larry's final illness and death were painful, but having my home taken away makes it even worse. I've been given 30 days to move. I urge all gay couples who are committed to each other to get a lawyer to create these documents that will protect you. And if you are on the fence about getting married or going into a civil union, realize that if the unthinkable happens, the additional benefits and protections will help preserve your dignity in a terrible time of loss. Oh, I love your show. Look forward to the day I can laugh again. Keith and, Keith.
Oh, it's terrible.
That's the, that's the reason why there needs to be marriage equality.
Yes,
right
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
It's, that somebody, whatever, that is 30 years together, taking care of someone during a final illness, and they're just, get out.
Stories
Where you literally have built a life together. You've built all of the elements of a life together, not just the love and the support and the family, but you've built assets together. You've built a home together.
Yeah.
And then one of the members of the couple falls ill, and you don't have access to them in the hospital. You don't have access to them during critical medical decisions.
Yep.
And then the person's gone, and then the family comes and sells them.
I would not wait a second to get married if I could find anyone to even date me.
Loser!
Stephanie! Mass and Brad are very well taken care of in my will.
Hobo violins. She's waddling down the street with a bucket held up by suspenders.
Am I eating this morning?
A hot macaroni salad with tofu pieces. And that's why
leftover from my dog sitter that just left it in my refrigerator when I was
on vacation. You're eating carpet pizza. Now,
all right. Enough about me. Let's go talk to people.
Loser townie guy.
Enough about me. Let's go talk to people that love me. Julie in Tacoma. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Stephanie.
Yeah, hello.
How about some good news?
Yes, please.
Good news.
Well, yesterday, Lawrence O'Donnell had everybody's favorite Florida Congress critter on, and he announced the announcement that he made yesterday. He's running for Congress.
Yay! Alan Grayson is running again. My Alan Grayson. I call him my Alan Grayson.
Don't let him come on the show again. Remember last time?
I'm going to go on a limb here and say, are you a dog breeder?
That's my chow and my new puppy, my party poodle. They're barking at my cat.
You have a party poodle?
A party poodle.
What is that?
It's he's black and white. I guess it's from having a black poodle and a white poodle in the party.
Oh, doggy miscegenation.
All right, thank you, Julie.
Try to build a fence between the chow and the cat.
A party poodle has a short haircut on top and a long haircut in the back, baby. This is the party poodle in the back.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Just things you don't really hear on other shows. My chow and my party poodle are barking at my cat.
That's what happens when you don't have a social life.
Oh, dear.
My chow and my party poodle are barking at my cat as I eat their food.
All right. John, my right-wing love muffin in Amherst, up the transit from Mama's hometown, at Port New York. Hi, Jan.
Hello, Steph. How are you? Hey, listen.
Oh, you're imitating me, you. Oh, that's funny. Jan. Yeah.
I can be a little self-deprecating. I hope that your guest can be as well.
Of course.
Two things. First off, I feel bad for your listener who lost his partner. However, it's really a straw dog when you cannot. What state does he live in that he can't draw a will? What about a health care proxy?
Okay, so why should another human being in the United States of America, a taxpayer, have to go through all those extra hoops and expenses and not have the same rights you do?
I have to go through there for my wife. I have to get a health care proxy and these kind of things and a will for my wife.
But you have hundreds of protections that gay people don't have.
If you passed away, your wife would get your home. Your family would not be able to come in and take your home from your wife, take your possessions from your wife.
I've
been married for 17 years, so do not talk to me about matrimony. I know about it.
Yeah, you're not just talking to this single loser now. You know what I'm saying? I got backup.
I'm not even talking about that. However, that's one issue. But the other one was this thing about the U.S. dollar. Aisha, you think it was a good thing that we're now buying our own debt with the Federal Reserve?
Well, I don't think we should have sold all of our debt to China in the first place. We mortgaged our debt to China under Bush. Because he was spending like crazy. He refused to raise taxes. Yep. He was a profligate spender. And the way he financed it was by selling American debt to foreign countries. And that's why we're in the situation we're in now.
Aisha, okay, you just answered my question. Why aren't the Chinese buying our debt now?
Because they're both full up. They don't want any more of our debt. It sucks.
All right. All right, we Cagney and Lacey'd him. Awesome, rock on. Because I'm like the single loser. I'm like, I'm sharing glass.
My point is...
I'm married. I'm my husband, Harvey, and I. I can fill in the information here. Shut up, you drunken loser.
Last night, I'm the drunken loser. 4:45 in the afternoon, I said, if you don't finish your peas, mister, there'll be no sex on Saturday for you.
My point is, it's the black guy's fault.
But it may be... I'm sorry, I got a little worked up. And you know, here's why. Yes. I feel like, yes, okay, every married couple does have to drop a will. Every married couple should be engaging in these legal protections, but you don't have to. The marriage contract in and of itself protects you, and that's the point. So, you should drop a will, but if you don't, your wife isn't going to be thrown out of your home after you pass away.
That's exactly right.
That made me angry. Sorry.
Let's go back to us being the political Cagney and Lacey. I love it. I'm the single drunken loser, and you
the stable married lady.
And we've been talking about gunplay all morning. You use guns on movie sets.
I do. We.
All right.
So they're not generally actually loaded on movie sets.
Okay, can I reenact my favorite Cagney and Lacey scene? I would have watched Cagney and Lacey. However.
I was waiting for something to happen.
Okay, they had a gun on a guy.
Yeah.
And Tom Daly goes, hey, who told you move? I just love that.
That was good. That was very good. Ladies and gentlemen, Stephanie Miller, not an impressionist per se.
No, not per se.
But the essence of the moment was there. If you had been in the room, you would have felt it. Mm-hmm. It was a heady, mm-hmm. heady moment. Mm-hmm.
Michael in San Diego, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Mike.
Hello. I wanted to say how Michelle Bachmann ruined my gay pride parade.
Oh, damn it. She rained on your gay pride?
Hotel room. She ruined it. She ruined my entire gay pride parade.
Awesome.
I went to my room, charged my cell phone, and I turned on the CNN, and they were playing the Republican nominees, and Michelle Bachmann was on the telly, and I fell asleep, and I missed the entire pride parade.
The Republican field bored you to tears and made you sleep through your parade. If only you had been listening to some of that sexy Herman Cain gospel stylings.
That would have perked you up. That would have woke you
up.
That's almost like listening to
Pizza
Gaga.
Pizza for Jesus.
For he always cares and loves.
Boy.
His own.
Toppings for $5.99. And we'll throw in the crazy bread.
18 minutes after the hour, back with more Tuesdays with Tyler on the Stephanie Miller Show.
That's a lot of zeros.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It funks your brother? What?
Aisha and I do the same karate chop hand dance to every song.
Karate chop variation
karate
on
chop,
robot.
Karate chop.
Robot. Karate robot.
All right.
Karate
robot. Batteries going low on robot. That's true.
Rachel and Madison with a recall update on the election today. Hello, Rachel.
Hello. Hi. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah.
We had some friends of mine. We're all social workers here and getting hit hard with our clients. So we have the fake Democratic primaries going on today. And we had citizen exit polling that we were doing to try to preserve what's left of our election integrity. And our Government Accountability Board just rewrote the rules and shut everybody down. So we can't do citizen exit polling anymore.
Wow.
You know, we wake up every morning wondering what will change next in Wisconsin for the worse, and when we'll only have Fox television, McDonald's, and only shop at Walmart. So
But it's an important day today, right? I mean, the recall. That's the problem. And I heard it's going to cost taxpayers a boatload with these like fake Democrats they're trying to put in. It's just dirty tricks. It's the only way they seem to be able to think they can win now, because they're losing on all the issues. All right, let's dive into the right wing world, see what's doing, shall we, kids? Oh, looky here. It's Rush Limbaugh, the drug-addled gas bag.
Obama's out there pushing this magic August 2nd deadline to get this thing done.
Because that's when it is.
Magic.
Yeah.
That's because Ramadan starts August 1st.
Oh!
And it's,
wow!
Well, it does. Looked it up.
I okay. looked it up.
Let's just leave that lay there like a stinky one it is.
Glenn Beck. Oh, Glenn Beck is still around on the radio.
Really? When you're trying to get things to, you know, get moving, I don't know how taxing people more makes the economy move.
You moron.
It does give the government more money to spend, but that doesn't make the economy
yes,
move.
Yes, it does.
I don't know why all these clowns don't get it. And you know what? They do get it. They are anti-capitalist.
He said that was my favorite. His tin can and
that was my favorite, Jim Moore. Read a book. Get a job on TV.
History.
Get a haircut.
Okay. Is he speaking into right. one end of a tin can and the
Newt
string is attached to the radio?
Gingrich on the Fox News.
9.2% now for month after month after month. This is the Obama depression. Housing prices have dropped deeper than in the Great Depression. And it's very clear that under Obama's job-killing policies, we're not going to get out of this deep unemployment.
Yeah, we need me back in there to shut the government down. Like I did.
Exactly. It worked so well the first time.
And then I divorced my wife on her deathbed.
He was the guy who said we won't be held responsible for these outrageous Clinton tax increases. And then, of course, when that surplus happened, he said, oh, that's all our idea, frankly. Yeah, I did that. Look what I did.
All me. Stephen Moore, Fox News.
The major factor behind this prolonged recession has been that we had an $800 billion stimulus bill that actually didn't bring unemployment down, Heather. The unemployment rate went up. This is, in my opinion, one of the most expensive public policy failures in American history. And, you know, the problem is we've spent that $800 billion now. Almost all of that money has gone through the pipeline. And now all we have to show for it is this huge debt overhang. So we're in a very precarious economic position right now because the debt is so big, we can't continue to spend to get our way out of it.
Yes. You can look at any graph once again and see we were losing hundreds of thousands of jobs under George Bush. We're adding them. Not enough.
I mean, the hard thing is it's difficult to prove a negative. It's like the boat is filling with water, and now instead of the boat being all the way full of water, the boat is a third full of water, but people just keep pointing at the water and going, but there's still
water.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, he's the president. He's not a giant Hoover. Okay. Look, the metaphor started.
That was a
wrap. The metaphor started well, and then it went into the poo can.
Not
I admit
Herbert.
It. I am not. I am not a metaphorialist. I didn't go to college for metaphors.
Welcome
Thank
to
you.
The can. Courtesy of Aisha Tyler. All right, Chris Cotter, Fox News.
The Democrats. How on earth did they shove all this legislation down the throats of the American people when they had control of the House, the Senate, and the White House, and yet they still weren't able to pass a budget?
Yeah, because they got so much help from Republicans at every turn.
Obstructionist poop faces.
All right. And we end with Greg Gutfeld. Oh, this is on the show.
Gutfeld.
This show replaced Glenn Beck's show. It's called The Five.
Yeah.
Awesome. What?
That's the problem with being president. You love raising the debt ceiling. It's like a wife and her credit cards. Americans have to be the husband that takes the credit card and breaks it up.
Wow.
They raised it seven times under Bush. Seven times.
Yes, seven times. 7 times in 8 years under Bush.
He would like to go back to the magical time when women couldn't get credit on their own.
Exactly. And had to go to their husband with their hands out. Please, sir, may I have
it's the
more.
Chicks. It's all their problem. The chicks
children,
did it.
The children
I remember
are
just
shoeless,
a few years ago.
No more cornmeal.
Just
may
a few years ago.
Ago,
I remember I was trying to get an estimate on a new roof on my house, and the guy wouldn't give me a number, and he finally said, well, you have to ask your husband, don't you? And I was like,
I'm sorry, please tell me that really didn't happen.
I was like, wow. I don't have a husband. He literally was like, this is your house? I'm like, yes, I have a job. It's a new thing. It's a new thing all the skirts are doing.
You did not give him your business, did you?
What? No.
Okay, good.
Of course not.
How do you mean that?
It's jobs. It's something all the Dames is doing now.
Yes.
I make my own money, sir. I go to work, I make up the bacon, then I fry it in the pan. I've come a long way, baby.
Sisters are doing it for themselves.
Sisters are doing it for themselves.
It ain't a man's world. No. Yeah, here we go.
Who be running this world? I don't know how that song goes, really.
She is like high this morning something.
Listen,
I
come in here, I haven't eaten.
Cameo.
I haven't slept.
For themselves.
All we need is, like, you know, Bette Midler and Goldie Hawn to run in now.
Roofing their old houses and paying their car notes.
I come in here, I have not slept, I haven't eaten, yeah. I have caffeine, and then who knows what's going to happen.
And it becomes just one musical improvisation after another. Tyler.
You ever seen that cartoon with the Tasmanian devil?
Yes.
I was going to say Transylvanian devil.
The transvestite devil, yeah, I remember that one.
The transvestite devil.
Yes.
I come in here, I'm just the Tasmanian devil, and I cannot be held responsible
that's
for
it.
Much like Michelle Bachman, I cannot be held responsible for anything that comes out of my mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Back with more Tuesdays with Tyler on The Stephanie Miller Show.
This dessert menu is funnier than...
Stephanie Miller.
Yes, but funnier than the cocktail napkins.
They're blank.
Yes, but there are two K sounds in cocktail.
Yes, there are.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Tuesdays with Tyler. Aisha Tyler, who is, as she refers to herself, a...
Oh, hot ghetto mess.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. As the kids are saying
nowadays. Fire this morning. Fire.
I'm wearing flip-flops and eating yogurt.
All right.
That says
container.
It all.
There you go.
You know, there's so much Republican scampery and so little time to cover all of it.
That's why
we turn to Stephanie Shriok of the President of Emily's List. Good morning, Steph.
Well, good morning.
You are here to discuss the scampery in the, the California 36 special election. This is unbelievable in terms of, I'm not sure which mix of sexism or racism this is, but tell us what's going on.
Oh, it's so much of both, Stephanie. It's hard to really judge which one's more. I mean, here's this guy, this Republican Craig Huey, mm-hmm. who's just a Tea Party favorite. They all love him. They want him out in Congress. And the first thing that happens is this radical right-wing group puts together this video, and I know you've talked about it. It's this video that they put online that is completely the most sexist and racist political thing that I've seen, and I've talked to a lot of folks who've been involved longer than I have, and they feel the same way. It was just completely inappropriate.
The woman he's running against is?
Janice Hahn.
Right. And
it's just amazing, and going to be a great congresswoman.
The clip you're referring to features South Park footage with Shake That Ass Bitch and an actual song from South Park's You Got in the and a Wicked Witch of the Left.
Oh, my God.
So you're saying, your point is that seems somewhat sexist and racist.
The thing and the guns. But, yes, you did sum it up pretty well.
You're so hysterical over there at Emily's List, Stephanie. You're such a reactionary.
It's just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. So Janice Hahn, who's just done amazing things for the city of L.A. and is running a great race, has had to put up with this kind of behavior. And it took, in fact, Craig Huey 24 hours to denounce that online video.
Right.
I don't know what he was doing for 24 hours, but, boy, it's inexcusable.
Well, and the good news is...
I suspect he was smacking his bitches up.
Yeah, perhaps. Steph, the good news is, the latest I'm reading is she's leading by 8 percentage points.
Yeah, that's what we're seeing, too.
Okay.
She's got a great field organization on the ground. Janice Hahn has just really put a good team together. But I'll tell you, any of your listeners who live in the 36th district, I know it's summer, I know it's July, you got to get to the polls. This is about turnout. We need our Democrats and our independents and all those women to get to the polls today. If you haven't voted, go, go, go.
Yep. Representative Judy Chu said Craig Huey and his friends are trying to trick Democratic women into staying home by assuring them the focus is the economy and that their reproductive rights aren't at stake in this election. But that's far from the truth. I mean, that's the problem is, you know, I think, as you said, Tea Party radicals are doing everything they can to send an extremist like Huey to Washington so he can be a foot soldier in the House Republican war on women, as it's been called, right?
That's absolutely right, and we're seeing it everywhere, and we're seeing it in Wisconsin. I know you've been talking about Wisconsin.
Yep.
But this particular race, this, you know, Hahn versus Huey race, Janice has just put up with a lot of things that no candidate should have to. And And it's because Craig Huey comes out of these this Tea Party radical movement, which is really the Republican Party at this point.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's exactly right. We were just talking to someone from Wisconsin. And, you know, Steph, why is it if they're so right on all the issues, they have to keep running these dirty tricks, like trying to put fake Democrats in the Democratic, you know, primaries today in the recall in Wisconsin? I mean, right?
Well, I think you answered the question. They're absolutely wrong on the issues, and no one agrees with them. So the only hope they have are the dirty tricks.
Well, that's why I'm such a good interview, because I answer all my own questions. So there's really no need for you to even be here. I'm really like the Chris Matthews of radio.
I know, but I enjoy this. So we've got to keep going. You know, the other thing, Stephanie, and it's the other ad that ran in this, ran against Janice Hahn. And it was this ad that literally was designed to keep women home. And I got to share this quote with you because it's just so outrageous. And many of your folks know that I've managed campaigns over the years. And there was an operative.
Yes, thank you, Senator Al Franken.
Yes. Which is just fantastic. Yep. There's an operative, Republican operative, who put together this ad who actually said this. Quote, "We have a girl next door voice reading our ad attacking the pro-abortion Hahn, even though this is a heavily weighted pro-abortion district. We want the pro-abortion voters that would certainly support the liberal Hahn to stay home." This doesn't happen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Stephanie,
like,
as we always say, nobody is pro-abortion. Do you know? I mean, it just
no one is pro-abortion.
Yeah.
Nobody.
That's exactly right.
Ay vey. Steph, well, thanks as always for checking in on this important race, and I know we'll be back talking with you a lot of others. So thanks so much.
Absolutely. And women of California 36, go out and vote today.
Get it. Go get it. Thank you, Steph.
Thank you.
All right, there she goes, Stephanie Shriok. She's awesome. By the way, so we haven't talked about Murdoch's Watergate. Guess who wrote that piece? Carl Bernstein, who might know a little something about
scandals.
The phone hacking scandal now dogging Rupert Murdoch bears more than a passing resemblance to Watergate, writes Carl Bernstein. Knows a little something.
Mm-hmm.
While it is perhaps unlikely Murdoch will ever face charges for the alleged hacking of phones belonging to dead soldiers, missing people, and celebrities, Bernstein says in this week's issue of Newsweek, the scandal could be a huge blow to his influence in the Britain and the U.S. Executives at Murdoch's News Corp follow Nixon's example of, quote, presiding over a criminal conspiracy in which he insulated himself from specific knowledge of numerous individual criminal acts, writes Bernstein. They, like Nixon, were responsible for and authorizing general policies that routinely resulted in lawbreaking and unconstitutional conduct and played a role in the cover-up.
Well, and creating a culture. I mean, the thing is, if it's like one or two kind of wayward individuals, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But when you're creating a culture of dishonesty and this kind of crazy arrogance that I think obviously has to be behind your hacking the royal family, their internet accounts, their phones.
Yeah, and the phone of a missing little girl who turns up dead and obviously throws off the entire police investigation, makes the parents think she's still alive. I mean, it's beyond awful.
It's beyond awful. It's beyond awful. And thank God it's coming to light and that there's actually an investigation going into it, because I think it's...
And this is here in the U.S., this is what we always say, is they're just an arm of the Republican Party. This headline is Fox's Dick Morris pens Republican campaign solicitation through his Fox-fueled mailing list.
Wow.
I don't know who this is. Oh, you know who this is?
King Wolverine is fired for donating personal money to campaigns.
And this is for one Republican against the other. Let's retire Rhino, Dick Lugar, because he's too, you know, reasonable. Yeah. So it's for whoever the right-wing whack that's running against Dick Lugar. I love this. In his appeal, Morris also wrote, "I recorded a video discussing the dynamics of the race." And the one thing you should keep in mind
is about dynamics.
One thing we should point out is he's always wrong about everything. So that's what I love about him discussing the dynamics of anything. Remember, he wrote the book, Hillary versus Condi. That's going to be the campaign.
Yeah.
The whole premise of the book, just wrong.
Wow.
Wrong.
Ouch. Ouch. That was 6 months down the drain.
Yeah. But, you know, at any rate, and he's on the Fox panel.
I killed several ghostwriters writing that book. Bored them to death. Of course, it didn't help that I sat on them.
I love his Dick Morris.
It's funny.
And then he always falls on a sack of hammers because he's winded by a run-on sentence.
I told you it was going to be.
Okay. All right, let's go to Aaron in California. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Aaron.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Excellent. I've been listening to you since I was like 13 in my dad's car, and it's really cool to be on your show.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
You're
we,
old.
I'm 23.
No, I was telling Stephanie that she was old.
Oh, that's terrible.
We're gonna wrestle.
Well, I kind of wanted to weigh in on the Michelle Bachman thing. I thought it was really interesting. She said, did you read this where she said, I like to lay on the beach and read Ludwig von Mises. Did anyone see that?
Oh, dear no. God. Oh, really? She did not. Wow. She is such a bad.
She did. And for anyone who doesn't know, Ludwig von Mises was an economist, a libertarian. And right. I don't like Republicans. I actually don't like Democrats. I don't really like both. But I think really obvious for anyone who really cares about the country to see kind of what's going on.
Anyone knows that's ridiculous. If she is on the beach, what she's mostly trying to do is stop her gay husband from looking at other men in Speedos. That's what she's mostly trying to do.
I was not looking.
What?
Oh, my God.
Looking at anything.
We want you to run for the presidency.
All right. She's just a musical fool this morning. Chris in Massachusetts, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, Mama.
Hello.
Hey, Mooks.
Yes.
Listen, can I be the official etymologist of the Stephanie Miller Show? That's having to do with linguistics. This is about the Kane song that you played earlier.
Uh-huh.
The word personality, when you break it down, it actually means per is for through and sona is for sound. So personality actually means through sound. And when I heard that song, I was thinking, boy,
do we have to know this?
What's that?
Nothing. Go ahead.
She's worried about a test later.
Well, I was just saying, you know, when I heard those lines, like, if you don't get how creepy this is, you're in trouble. It's the same thing with Palin and Beck and Bill O'Reilly. If you listen to the sound, their delivery of their
yeah.
voices, if you don't get it, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
And in contrast
no, we get
to that,
it.
You guys have such a lilt to your voices. It's almost like verbal dancing.
I absolutely love
your show.
Aww.
I absolutely love it.
It is the politics of verbal dancing. And Herman Cain.
Hello.
Okay. All right.
Jesus isn't worried about your problems.
Teresa in Phoenix. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Stephanie. I'd like to be the official lesbian taxi driver for Phoenix.
Oh, you again. All right, go ahead.
Yay!
And I really want to ask you out on a date and let you know if it doesn't work out,
uh-huh.
I can be your chauffeur.
Awesome. Well, a lifetime designated driver, that's important enough. All right, thank you, Teresa.
I didn't know they built lesbian taxis.
What?
What? Jim Louise Ward. All right, 47 minutes.
She's a lesbian taxi driver. Mm.
Oh, I said the wrong thing. 45 minutes after the hour. Right back with celebrity stack and the closing moments.
Very exciting.
Of she's going to start scat singing in the final segment. I can feel it.
Ludwig von Mises.
We close Tuesdays with Tyler on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's fun for ages 8 to 80. Join us.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Boogiest day. See, I told you she was going to start scat singing by the end of the show.
50
minutes after the hour.
Don't know who I am.
And now here is Aisha Tyler's final rant about people that complain about big government, too much government.
So if you haven't heard, there's a law that was passed recently encouraging the manufacture and use of high-efficiency light bulbs. And now what you have are the kind of the crazy, easily persuaded...
That's like slavery!
Yes. They're like, the government is trying to enslave
me. It's bondage!
They've banned incandescent light bulbs, and they're trying to enslave
me. You can't find them anywhere!
To halogen light bulbs, and it's just like an under slavery... At least I could have used my incandescent light bulb, but now,
my Underground Railroad,
people don't use the right light bulbs, and the government is trying to control me.
It's Sharia law.
And I want to pray away the gay.
What about if you're not able to use your tractor?
Oh, I forgot about that part. And so this ad. attitude of like, I need, the government can't tell me what to use. Look, the government is trying to encourage responsible use of energy the same way that they encourage high mileage and gas cars and low emissions. But no, these people would like to just hook up their tractor and then attach a hose and put it into their baby, their neighbor's baby's room and just blow tractor exhaust into their baby's face.
It's my right
as
an American.
It's my right to blow tractor exhaust into the faces of infants. That's what God wanted me to do.
It's slavery.
All right. Thank you, Aisha Tyler.
It was not a well-constructed rant, but it was heartfelt.
Side note to you, Chris Christie. Michelle Obama is only suggesting you move your fat ass every now and again.
She's forcing me to eat lettuce.
It's slavery to health.
Slavery to have to eat. Need to eat a carrot.
You can't force me to eat vegetables.
Slave me to salad.
I will not eat my peas or any other kind of vegetable.
You hippies and your arugula.
And now, a story about a bear.
Okay, I just do that. Why do I do that? Just because
I enjoyed that immensely. It was more well-constructed than my light bulb rant.
Bicyclist on the way to work collides with a bear in Panama City, Florida. Oh. A Panama man recovering.
There's a bear in Florida?
Really?
One sad, lonely, very confused bear.
But is the bear okay?
Standing by the side of the cardboard sign.
They're all okay.
Economy bad. Need berries.
A Panama City man is recovering after colliding with a black bear while riding.
Picnic basket.
While riding his bike to work. The nearly 300-pound bear smacked him off his bicycle and then fled into the nearby woods. Doesn't happen every
day.
What the hell?
Somebody ran into me with a bicycle. I'd smack him run into the woods, too.
Is that a picnic biscuit on the back of your bike?
Boo-boo. Hey, boo-boo. Why is it so hot?
How awesome is this story? Not since Sarah Palin shot Yogi on our broadcast. Boo-boo. Has it been such a sad day in bear news? Okay. Brazil's magnet boy seems to attract metal objects. 11-year-old boy in Brazil. He's magnet boy.
Oh, no.
The TV network has broadcast images demonstrating how forks, knives, scissors, cooking pans, cameras, and other metal objects seem drawn to his body and remain stuck on him. His classmates call him magnet boy. I think that's cool. Now, that is a show
and
tell.
He has superpowers.
Yes. Shaklank.
I don't know how to feel about that story. I really don't. I was not a very cool kid when I was growing up. I was a little weird. You know what I mean? A little tall, a little poor, a little brown.
It doesn't get better by evidence by this morning's show.
No, still tall, still weird.
It was a symphony of weirdness this morning.
Was he conceived in a particle accelerator or something?
This poor kid. You know?
All right, Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to meet with his mistress and son.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You know, it's me.
I apologize.
I thought about you for a long, long time.
Yes, he's reportedly been talking
about this. Sometimes I shouldn't think of you as mine and these things of this nature.
This nature. This is right there.
Oh, this is just we're in a musical just kind of crazy train this morning. Okay.
It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he wants to start building a relationship with their son.
A relationship that goes further than, hey, go wash my car. It's $5. I'm not an impressionist. I think I've established that fully.
All right. Maria Shriver has bought a new $10 million mansion nearby. I'm guessing that she's not going to hire that woman as the housekeeper. I'm just guessing.
No,
she's probably
actually, you know what? Maria is so magnanimous, she probably would hire that lady as the housekeeper. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, she's got this terrible, slutty husband. But the poor housekeeper. You know what I mean? Just you know, she goes to get a can of peas, and then she's mushed up against the washing machine. It's not her fault.
All right. All right, this is another edition of Things We Hate About Aisha Tyler. She is gorgeous, she is brilliant, she's smart, she's funny, and she has the audacity to be nice. So there's not even anything you can say.
Oh, no.
She's not one of those high-maintenance supermodel-looking women. David Hasselhoff, however...
is a high-maintenance supermodel-looking woman.
He flew his new girlfriend to Switzerland for their first date. And he said, in Switzerland, they kept this incredible restaurant open for me. She looked at the menu and said, there's nothing here I can eat.
Oh,
now that is a high-maintenance girlfriend.
I don't like her at all. I don't like her.
He said I had to drive her to McDonald's on the way back.
Oh, God.
And, you know, hey, Hoff, maybe first date, get some coffee. Something. Test the waters. You know what I mean? Unless, who are you flying? Unless she's like Giselle. Who are you flying to Switzerland?
Yeah, then you're stuck with her. Then you just can't go, okay, let's just do drinks and then dinner.
Your mom can call.
Switzerland.
You fly to Switzerland, you can't do the old, oh my God, my mom's in the hospital trick. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm going to fly to Switzerland.
And you need to fly to Switzerland to eat a hamburger off a floor. I think you can do that right here in the good old U.S. of A.
We'll eat muesli off the floor.
Delia in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Delia.
Hey, how are you?
Good, go ahead.
Good. I just wanted to give you a cocktail hour viewing tip.
Okay.
That they have put on MSNBC Chris Matthews and Al Sharpton back to back.
Yes, I've seen that. Wait, is that, Al Sharpton is filling in for somebody, or what is that?
I guess he's filling in for Cenk Younger, but it's one of those.
It's one of those.
Like watching, train wreck television that you could not tear yourself away from, and it was hysterical to see Al Sharpton and Pat Buchanan on the same TV show.
It's just a dazzling array of confusing hairstyles is what that is. It's just what's happening with
what
the hair.
The hell?
You know, you really should have thanked General Lee for the free boat ride. From Africa.
The free boat ride.
Did you ever read that, Pat Buchanan?
People don't know this. There were canapes on those boats.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, did you ever read that? That was just stunning. The black people ought to thank us for bringing them to the best country in the world.
So great.
Thanks for the boat ride. Thanks.
Yes. Thanks for hitting me. I deserved it.
Buddy in Columbus. Hi, buddy.
Hey, Mama. Short rant. The Republicans don't give a damn about the deficit. I mean, when President Obama came in office, he was given the biggest poop sandwich in the world.
Yep.
And
so
right
true.
Now the Republicans are just trying to take the bread away.
Yeah. Exactly. Thank you. That was very good. Little mini rant.
Mini rant.
Kids, sexyliberal.com, Sexy Liberal on Facebook. Aisha will be joining the Sexy Liberal Tour when Hal is in Scotland in August. Santa Fe, August 6th. Few scattered single tickets. Detroit, Saturday, August 20th. And website is AishaTyler.com.
Come follow me at Twitter.com/AishaTyler. I am launching a new podcast on July 26th.
Your people are good. They send me your entire resume every time. You're here every week, and you're my best friend. And I know who
sure
you are.
You're fully informed.
I got it. Got it now. Thank you.
So, come say hi online, and come see our shows, and come Yoo-hoo! And then what? And go visit Stephanie Miller, Facebook.com/Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, there you go. And I'd like to thank Crystal Boyd, Jim Ward, Rebecca Taylor. We'll see you tomorrow on The Stephanie Miller Show.